you. A small little buzz.
Where's
it's not through my computer or nothing.
Let's see. I can't get on there. All right, hit the music. Joe?
Yeah, I'm getting it.
Oh, all right. Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than drinking a day-old Big Gulp that was left in your hot car. The number to call from 6:30 to 8 is 908-854-4228. If you want to chat on the message boards, you can go to any one of our affiliate pages, and I will do my best to check them all. I'm not actually sure if we're on all of them right now. As always, you can hit us up on the Facebook page. While you're there, click like. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. And as always, I am joined by stand-up comedian Joe Curry.
Hello, and talented keyboard player as well. I'll throw that in.
Yes, yes, you're a very talented keyboard player. My word. We are supposed to be on a bunch of different stations tonight. I don't know if we are or not. I know we're on More Like Radio. Actually, I think we're on More Like Radio. No music playing. Well, Big AZ Rich, can you hear me? It's going to suck if none of these things work. I've been horsing around with this nonsense for like weeks. So if you were in the More Like Radio message board, let me know if you can hear me. I'm going to type Joe, Phil.
Okay. How's everybody doing? I hope you're having a lovely day as we fool around with the lovely technology.
Ugh, this technology stinks.
Yes.
I hear you, but no music. But we stopped the music, Big AZ Rich.
Yes.
Could you hear it before when it was playing, when we were doing the intro?
Well, we're waiting.
This is all on Big AZ Rich now. The poor guy. He's like, I didn't sign up for this crap.
Well, you're in it on that.
Well, let's hope the clicks, the clips. Let's hope the clips play.
Yeah,
clips. Wait, when they are supposed to. What the hell is that? Now I'm clicking shit I shouldn't even click. You know what? I need a producer. You know, I used to scream all the time when we were over on Terrestrial about all the screw-ups that they had over there. But at least I had somebody to screw up. I was to yell at for screw-ups.
Well, not so easy, is it?
Well, if it was my job, I would be
it
better.
It is
your
job.
Why the hell did I get that job? I gotta write this show, I gotta produce this
shit. You volunteered for it, my friend.
I didn't volunteer for this shit. I guess I did.
Well, nobody threw you in a truck and brought you here.
Alright, well, Clutch and Wiggle can hear us.
Yeah.
More Like Radio can hear us. I don't know if Hawk can, but I guess we should welcome our newest affiliates. Hello and thank you, Clutch and Wiggle Entertainment Radio. And hello and thank you, HawkRadio.net. Although if you can't hear us, go fuck yourself. You know, something I can do about that. Clutch and Wiggle will carry us live from 6:30 to 8, just like More Like Radio. And Hawk Radio will now carry the whole show live. Although, if this isn't connecting, what is that, Joe?
That's my computer.
If this is not connecting, you won't hear it. We also
Did you hear that sound out there?
We encourage you to check out all of our affiliates. Let me just make sure Stupid hit record on Audacity, because that has been a downfall of mine. Holy shit, Joe. I'm doing better than usual. Yeah, so you want to check out More Like Radio.com, WKADradio.com, HawkRadio.com, Clutch and Wiggle, Entertainment Radio. All these stations have like great talk shows. Some of them have music. Some apparently Joe has mail. But yeah, we're trying to grow this. And when we get, you know, now I can have dinner. Be right back. Okay. Thanks for telling me that. That's what I love about this. The number to call in, like I said, 908-854-4228. It never played. Big AZ Rich says the music never played.
Maybe the level was too low.
Maybe the level. It could have been too low. So anywho, ever like go through life and you have like these Seinfeld moments, Joe?
Yes.
What the hell was that?
It's a half-ass Seinfeld.
I'll tell you what, that ass sucked. Well, so my wife's grandmother passed away this past week. This past week. You know, she lived to 96. She's a great lady and everything. Loved by her whole family. So the funeral was on Sunday. And everybody comes back to my mother-in-law's Sunday night. And, you know, the Jews, like everybody, let's get the body in the ground and let's eat. Right. You know, any religion, yeah, we loved you, but how about a nosh?
Yes.
You know, so there's all these different platters and whatnot. And there's black and white cookies. Mm. And my wife's aunt cuts off like half the cookie, like leaves just the white. And she did this with a couple of cookies.
On a black and white cookie?
On a black and white, small black.
You can't do that.
That's what I'm saying.
You gotta cut it where you get some black and some white.
But can you even cut a cookie when you're at somebody's home?
Now it's the small ones?
It's the small black and whites.
Just eat the thing.
Is it like kind of a Seinfeld moment though? Who cuts a black and white cookie at somebody's house?
Yeah, and you gotta cut it so there's half black and half white. You can't cut one.
She racist bitch?
Yes. Yes.
She did not want the Obamas to mix with the Romneys.
I don't want them mixing.
So I thought that was a little weird. I'm getting a gateway error. Show is late. No, it's not.
Fuck you.
It's not.
God, shut up.
It's not late, Hawk Radio. It's not my fault it hasn't connected. I don't know what to tell you about that. So, Joe, what have you been up to?
I decided I'm an asshole.
Oh, no arguments here.
No. I wound up... What is that?
I don't know what that is.
Well,
I thought that was...
me.
Oh, all right. Go on.
All right. Anyway, I decided I'm an idiot. I had heartburn, and I was going to take a Prilosec. And I had bad heartburn for the past couple of days, and I was wondering why the Prilosec wasn't working, and it was coughing up a lot of phlegm. I was taking Mucinex.
Don't you read the labels?
I stuck my hand in a bag. I took whatever was in there.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Besides that, what is that noise?
I don't know what that noise is,
You know, it's funny. It's funny when I'm having the problem and I'm the asshole, but when it's you, it's all like we all gotta pull our hankies out.
No, because I gotta fucking do everything over here.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna stop that one.
What are you doing now?
I'm trying to fucking stop that bing bong.
Alright.
So anyway, so what happened with the Mucinex?
That's what happened.
That stinks. Alright. Alright, fine. I think I took care of the bing bong.
I took care of the bing
bong. Now I'm going to watch this thing. This fucking stinks. I got no one to yell at.
Because it's you.
No, it's not me. I'm going to fucking...
God forbid. And it'll probably happen when I start...
It's not me.
Palms with hair.
Oh, it didn't fucking stop it. What the fuck is that? Oh, you know what that is? That's probably the Skype.
Oh.
That's probably a Skype call. Well, I don't know how to pick that up either.
Oh, I love when it's you. I love when it's you because it's all good times and it's funny.
I don't know how to pick up Skype. Fucking sucks. This is not the way I want to start a show.
Apparently.
Fucking blows, Joe.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
It's not funny. I don't know what the hell that is. it's like an alien is trying to fucking break in and that's the noise that comes right before we die. Bing bong. Bing! Oh, you know, the show never starts the way I want it to. I cannot wait. Well, Chef Ramsay, I'm not really sure what the hell I'm doing. That's the problem. I wish I knew. Fucking sucks. You know what? The Hawk Radio thing is not connecting. I don't know what to do. So we're on two stations. And the Hawk Radio is... Shut up, stupid. You gotta turn that up, too. And the Hawk Radio is the reason that we can even get onto these multiple stations, but we're having all sorts of issues tonight. I don't know. We're going to sit here bing bong all night, so people, when they're playing this on iTunes, are going to crash into cars. It's going, bing bong, what the fuck is that? Is that an ambulance from Britain? What the hell is that? Really, Joe? I direct stupid to a damn soundboard, and now you can't help yourself. One other thing I did for this show, Joe, is that you? It's coming through my headphones.
I know. Well, it's you.
Well, if anybody knows how to stop that awful noise, I'd be happy to know. All right, stop fucking playing every clip that you got. Ugh, fuck, Joe sucks. Ay. You know, I was going through my CD collection. I got a lot of shit that might be deemed gay.
What's that now?
I don't know. I got messaged.
Oh.
Yeah, turn off the radio. Yeah, the radio's not on, Joe. Thank you, stupid. What? Joe Padula, our military man. The radio is not...
I think that's incoming hits that you're getting.
Yeah, I'm sure plenty of people want to hit me.
Yeah.
The radio is not on. I don't know what that is. We've never had that one before. Joe, take off your jacket. Make yourself hot.
Well, it's always freezing now.
Yeah, well, there's no air conditioning. So I realized I have a lot of gay music, but stuff that I like.
Yeah, I know. Boy, do you, Deb.
I mean, like, I got the Spice Girls CD.
Oh, God.
But I like that album.
I'm sure you do.
I got Shania Twain.
Ugh.
But I mean, like, I know I'm supposed to be a rocker, but I mean, do you have like weird stuff in your CD collection?
No. Well, hold on.
You were so quick to dismiss.
Hold on.
You were so quick.
Right, hold on. I got Madonna's Greatest Hits.
You win.
I did download a Miley Cyrus song.
Which song was that, Fagatocious?
Oh no, that's a good song.
I like Miley Cyrus.
Let's see, my friend Sally says she is being.
Look at Joe Padula fucking going here. You don't know Skype yet. Listen, you're lucky I can turn on the computer. I'm the computer operator of this thing. No, I don't know how to pick up Skype.
All right, look. You're learning along with us, okay? We just started to figure this stuff out.
Stop calling me. I don't know. I should know. I should see it ringing. Call. Let's see. Conversation. No, there's no call. See, I don't see anything that says incoming call.
Is that maybe making the noise?
I think so.
Yes, we have not a clue of what the fuck we're doing.
No.
Where are idiots? Buffoons. Dullards.
So you got Madonna's greatest hits. Now, Madonna is the king of the gays.
Yes.
Yes.
But now Lady Gaga is following up as the new king of the gays, or queen of the gays.
Do you have any Gaga?
No.
I like Gaga.
Let me tell you something, though. She did that song, what's the song? Oh, whatever the fuck it's called.
The fuck is that?
I don't know. What, you looking at me? Or?
No, you! What was that singing? You're in a band. That was terrible.
Because I sing like a hinge. She did a song on Howard Stern, just on piano. Which was really, really, really good. So
I told you about that.
Well, what was the name of that song?
Dancing on the Edge?
Yeah, Dancing on the Edge. She did such a phenomenal job.
That was about her dead grandfather.
Yeah. And he died. He did not die in vain because that song was written.
That's quite the comfort that you spent 99 cents.
That was a really good song. She really did a dynamite job on that, you know? And, and I think she's got more, I think she's more talented than Madonna, because I don't think Madonna could play an instrument, or if she can, not as well as,
No, Lady Gaga is extremely talented.
Yeah, she is. And she found a good niche, because she was, you know, she was banging around the clubs, and then she found...
she's like in her early 20s. How long was she banging, Joe?
Well, I mean, you know, but she found...
I hate that.
Really, I think it's kind of comforting, whatever the fuck it is, to drive me nuts. But,
Perfect. Oh, let me hit mute. You know what? I'm going to hit mute on my computer. No, that didn't work. Let me try that again. That was you. Oh, God. So, but is there something less manly, or maybe more manly when you have chicks in the radio collection, in the CD collection?
Yeah, you know why? Because you could feel comfortable with yourself.
I feel very comfortable with myself. Others feel very uncomfortable with me. Now, like we've talked about this before, we both like Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, no, she's very good. She's very good. I feel very comfortable.
You feel very comfortable?
I'm looking something up.
What the hell are you talking about, stupid? Padula writes in one of the soldiers he's with, so gays are allowed on the radio as well as the military. Well, gays have always been allowed on the radio, and they were always undercover in the military.
Yeah.
But they're flamboyant on the radio. But no, I'm saying, am I gay because I'm listening to stuff that is traditionally enjoyed by homosexual men and 14-year-old girls?
You want
to
know something? I like ABBA. I like
yes, you do.
Out of the... Who the hell is this?
Joe, you can't stop the show. You can read it. Yeah, you can read if one of the listeners is commenting to you. You can't stop the fucking show to squint.
Really? I'm not squinting.
All right. Anyway, so go on, Joe.
Sure. Yeah, I love ABBA. ABBA was really good because they wrote some of the greatest pop songs there ever was.
So that's what I like pop.
Yeah.
I like Pink. Do you like Pink?
Yes. You know why? Because if you don't, she'll beat the shit out of you.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, she don't take shit.
You think she's a tough ass?
Shit, yeah.
Does it make a difference?
She's got tattoos.
Does it make a difference how old the pop star is?
No, Madonna could still turn it up, but there is a shelf life. Madonna, I don't see her doing that stuff past 60.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't see her stop doing that stuff.
No, because after 60.
Cher's still running around there with a thong.
No, not as much. She's not out there.
Well, that's because her ass is now dragging on the aircraft carrier behind her.
Oh, no. If I could turn back time, you know, just turn around, though. You turn him more than back time, you'd be putting us in a time warp.
Now, if I could turn back time, I would reconsider that outfit, stupid. Not you, Cher, stupid.
Yeah, I got you.
But, you know, I like, and here's where I feel a little pervy, I like, if you will, classic Britney. as opposed to newer Britney. Now, I still listen to newer Britney, but, like, I look at her when she's, like, 16, I'm like, that's the Britney I know.
Oh, that's the Britney I know.
Before she was a skank whore.
Really?
Sweet, supple, unattainable, illegal Britney is the Britney
ooh.
I like.
Ooh.
What?
Ooh, I like Britney.
Oh, I didn't know why you were ooing. All of a sudden, you were looking at your computer and your eyes rolled into the back of your head.
Britney.
Oh. So, yeah, I just got some really gay shit going on in my CD collection. We got a lot of gay shit going on tonight. I'll tell you, we got gay superheroes coming up.
Yeah, the rest of the CD collection is in a rack. The gay stuff is on a float.
I got Aerosmith, bitch.
Aeros, I hope you keep it away. And let me tell you something. When we go on the road, I mean, when I want to hear some cranking tunes, you put on that stuff. It's like we go to the gig and we go to Mandy's.
I like the song Mandy by Barry Manilow. What?
Who doesn't?
I do. I like Neil Diamond, too.
Neil Diamond's good.
Then you're as gay as I am. We like shit, you know. I mean, we're getting older.
Really?
Well, clearly we are.
Mm.
But, you know, I've always liked this shit. I think it's because, like, I used to want to go to the rock clubs when I was in college and everything and, like, see the bands and everything.
Yeah.
But I was friends with, like, old girls who like going to dance clubs. So I always had to go to the dance club. So I listen to all this gay shit like Crystal Waters.
You have got a point. You can't. I used to play in the rock clubs all the time. Getting chicks, not so much. You would have to go to the dance clubs and listen to the most god-awful shit trying to get laid. You know, and then had the girls, I love this song! Yeah, it's really cool, too. I like it, too. It stinks, but I need to get laid.
Yes, Clutch, I'm saying that you do get gayer with age. Or you know what? You don't get gayer with age. You admit your gayness.
You don't get, because you don't give a shit as much. You pretty much proved a lot what you want to prove, and you get comfortable with yourself.
Well, I don't think I've proven anything.
No.
I've proven I can't wear... I've proven we can't get rid of a bing bong.
Yes.
I've also proven I probably need help with Skype.
Yes, maybe the Skype was causing the bing bong.
I could have been causing the bing bong.
Mm.
Where are they, Joe? Can't cover... What? Well, I don't know. You know, I can't get... Yeah, it's fashion. I can't get on fucking your stupid network, Hawk. Yuck. Go on, Joe. Phil.
Don't yell at people. Be nice.
Tell them I'm having a problem getting on for some reason.
Yes, we are it's called experiencing technical difficulties.
Hope they did not go to the wrong station. Holy shit, my name is Loverfoot on this fucking thing. Because I haven't
given... That's what the chicks call me.
Oh, Lover... Very good. Oh, Loverfoot.
That's my handle. I'm Loverfoot.
I'm going to write, I am Loverfoot. Not by choice.
By choice.
This is Davin, and I can't get on, and I'm going to fucking recite it. This is the worst start to a show ever.
You think? Things aren't working. There's bing bong.
I can't get on to the network. So if you want to listen, you got to go to More Like Radio or Clutch and Wiggle. As usual, the second half of the show, nobody's going to fucking listen to.
Well, don't worry.
But we do get a lot of downloads.
Every effort we can to make it listenable.
All right. So I'm going to... Is there anything else you want to talk about? Anything else exciting happened to you this week? I haven't really talked to you much this week.
Not really. Well, not really.
That's good.
No, but wait, what am I doing? I didn't work. I didn't have gigs. Well, no, I was at, I had a good time hanging
another, out. Apparently we're getting listened to by the military and they're fucking invading our sense of self the way that we fucking invaded Iraq. Maybe you guys gave the radio AIDS, said another soldier. Really? You think I fucked the radio? You think my cock is gonna fit in a CD player? Well, it will, but I didn't cause Joe's here and that would be rude and we only have one radio and Joe doesn't want sloppy radio seconds.
No, I do not.
Radio AIDS. I guess radio finally killed the video star by fucking him.
Killing him off with a horrible disease.
Oh, God. All right, let's get to it. So, Joe, can you give us our Flory story music, Joe?
Flory story music?
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry to do that to you. That was my bad. This is a rough story. You know what? When we don't have Pip at all, nothing wrong with loving feet. Thank you. Joey... Here, you fucking... Can you load the music?
I'm working on it. My computer moves slower than shit through a tin horn.
All right.
Okay, coming right up, boss man!
All right. Well, here, where we left off with the Flory story was... So, there have been trouble in paradise with my Benin Republic scammer. She thought that maybe I was just playing her, Joe.
Yes.
She thought that maybe my love was not sincere for her. Here's the music, Joe. Okay.
Well,
that was good.
Okay, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did. So, yeah, so there's been trouble in paradise. So now I'm faced with decision, Joe. So I want to let her go. Do I want her to let her think that this was all some ploy? That maybe I was playing her? Because she said to me, as you remember last week, she was not playing me. So I could just let this go. Because I kind of think the bitch kind of jumped the shark myself. And I'm also waiting until we get back to the compound so I can have a phone call where they can't call me at 5 a.m. I do want to do the
you
reveal.
You got to admit, he flipped back with that one. That's funny.
Yeah, but she doesn't know she did it. But yeah, that's what it is. Like, I want to have I feel like, because the audience has been with us for a month and a half on this shit.
Yeah.
I feel like I owe it to them to at least do the reveal to this dopey broad with a bone in her nose, what the fuck's been going on. So I had to go into win her back mode, Joe. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm like the desperate guy that just wants to get her back.
Right.
So we spoke on Tuesday right before we went on the air. We covered that. On Thursday, I typed her, "How are you today?" Nothing. Friday, she writes back to me, "What, how are you? Is it love or what?"
Hold on. What, how are you?
What, how are you? I'm your worst type of nightmare, how.
She probably like, "What? Oh, how are you?"
So, is it love or what? And immediately, a White Snake song came popping into my head.
Is it love?
So I'm thinking, like, does she know what love means? So Friday, I'm like, "Listen, I was just seeing how you're doing. We've been fighting. I had not heard from you, so I just wanted to see if you were okay." I'm concerned. We've been in love. I have not heard back from her. Sunday, I write back to her.
Right.
"Back in the day, to express yourself, you would send somebody a mixtape with a bunch of songs that could express your feelings. I don't have the command of poetry and prose that you have."
or the English language.
"Or the English language. I wish I did. It was one of the things that I really loved about you. But since I don't have that talent, a guy like me would send a mixtape. Since I don't know your address and I don't even know if you have a cassette player, I just wanted to give you this link. This song reminds me of us. I didn't expect it to end, and now it seems like it has. I didn't know it would be this hard." I didn't know. So the
you can't even read the damn.
So what I sent her was the Gotti song, "Somebody That I Used to Know." You know that song? It's "Somebody I Used to Know." I can't sing, so I won't.
No, but obviously, no. Pew.
So on Monday, she writes, Davin, what exactly do you want from me? Stop that game you were playing with me. What help can I gain from you? Right now, I don't have money to buy some makeup. Can you help me with 80 U.S. dollars?
What kind of makeup is she buying?
Well, we've gone down from 400 to 25 for the internet.
50, 40, 50, 50, 55, 57.
Apparently, she's an ugly bitch that needs a lot of makeup.
Really? But what kind of, like, Bondo?
What type of cover-up goes with a bone in the nose?
Yeah, really.
If you can, then let me know, and I will give you the info to send me the money to my bank officer, Flory. Well, we're done with Muhammad. Good luck.
Yeah.
We're moving on to the
Michael
bank
officer. Michael McClinton was too much for him.
Michael... Yeah, well, you know, listen, Michael McClinton's been fired. No. So, Michael McClinton stunk. So I wrote back to her, "Flory, I just miss you and really like you. I thought we had something. Why do you think I want something from you? I mean, sure, I want it to work between us, but I don't want anything from you. Why do you think I want something? Why do you always ask me about what you can gain from me? Is it all just about what we can acquire? What type of makeup do you need? My friend who designs my websites is also an Avon dealer." That's true, by the way.
He also sells Avon?
Yeah, that just started.
Really?
He's fabulous. "I know it is far-fetched, but if you met him, you wouldn't think so. And in case you are unfamiliar with Avon, go to this site." I gave her a link to Avon.
I think it's far-fetched.
It's not. You will see it is real and good makeup. "I'm sure American makeup must be at a premium in Benin. Do they have Avon ladies in Benin?"
Do they have makeup in Benin?
Oh, fucking squish a berry. Here they are like Jehovah's Witnesses of the makeup world. If you need them, they come to your door. If you don't need them, they come to your door. Anyway, but you just hide and try not to make a sound. I bet you could make a fortune becoming an Avon lady yourself in Benin. I mean, you already have the fashion experience, and what goes better with high fashion than makeup by Avon?"
Yes, she's trying to make your career as a bullshit artist, too.
Listen, I'm working. "I've investigated Western Union. It is extremely expensive to transfer money through them. Before you, I had never even heard of them. Do you still have feelings for me?"
I like the way you just jumped in. "It's cloudy out. Do you still have feelings for me?"
I'm right like her. "If you do not, I will do my best to move on. But if you do, then I need to know." So today, "Davin, I am tired of your long story."
just like the rest of the audience.
I have good feeling for you. Do you want to send me the $80 or not? Please, open up to me and tell me your mind. Davin, do it and prove yourself to me.
Again, we're back to the
one thing of the money, Joe.
Yeah.
Although being the good Jew that I am, I have talked her down from 425 to 80. If I keep this up for another month and a half, soon she will send me money. So I write back. Again, guys, I know this isn't the most riveting stuff, but I'm trying to win my baby back. Before I can start doing Bukkake references and Dice Clay, I need to get Flory back on board with this shit. There's been irreparable damage since Michael McClinton, the lawyer, talked to my Muhammad Goodluck and started talking about drachmas, which I found out is money from Greece. Not serious, stupid.
What the fuck do I know where drachmas come from? It's a bit, really?
Yes!
What are we, is this the History Channel?
Well, Joe, when my lawyer's talking for me and saying we're going to sell yak... Flory, what long story? Life is complicated, as you know. I'm still waiting for you to tell me the long story of how you graduated college in Hawaii and now are in high school at age 30. You yourself said it was a long story, but I never pushed because I believe what we have is real. I try to open up to you. I've opened up to you, then you mention money, and it makes me close up. I don't want to be with somebody that just wants money. I got a marriage for that. No, I'm just kidding. The money will come, but I need to know your heart is pure. I need to know that it's not just the money for you. You always ask me, what do you have to gain? It makes me think that perhaps... Makes me think, really stupid?
It makes me think
that perhaps you are just using me. I know in my heart that you are not, but all my friends whisper about these scams that people from that part of the world pull. They show me all these examples of men and women falling in love online, only to be left with no money and brokenhearted. I tell them you are different. What can I do to prove those that worry about me that your love for me is true? And why would you ever question my love for you? You sought me out. I continue to try and make it work. I'm all in. Are you? And then she writes, fuck you and leave me alone.
You heard that. Fuck you and leave me alone.
I hate you and I don't want you. Go and go your way. I will never write again in my life. And here we have now irritated the fucking scammer. We have flipped the switch where now I am in her fucking head the way she thought she was going to get in mine by stealing my heart. Now it is like we're in a real relationship because she can't stand me anymore. The aggravation has reached a high level. You know what? They can't hear the fucking music when we play it, Joe.
It's coming out of the phones.
It's coming out of the phone. I don't know what's going on. So I don't, it makes me wonder when we have the clips. But anyway. So what do you think about that, Joe? Does she have a sister? She might probably has a bunch of them, Joe, living in a fucking tent. So I write back. Now this hurts, Joe. I've invested a lot in this relationship.
You most certainly have.
Ouch! So none of this was real? I don't understand. You run hot and cold. One minute you want me to open up to you, and the next you do not want to talk. Was I wrong about you? Were you not the angel with pure heart, with the pure heart who is down on her luck? How could I be so wrong? I'm usually such a good judge of character. You really had me fooled. I really thought you cared. This hurts like a thousand daggers. In time I will get well, but it will be a journey. I only hope I somehow can warn others so they do not make the mistakes I have made and get burned by intoxicating Facebook chats from faraway land. Just fucking tune into this show. You'll be warned plenty. She writes back later on today, fuck off, David.
At least she spelt it right.
She's very good with her expletives, Joe.
Fuck off, David.
So now me thinks this is love. So I write, why do you hate me? Even now as I've been spurned by you, I still have warm feelings for you because of this shit. Oh. If it is over the $80, I'll send the money. I told you about Avon so you could have some of the finest makeup in the world.
Finest makeup in the world.
She fucking knows. She's squishing berries and fish innards. If you just want the cash, then just say it. I'm laying it out on the line, Joe. Yeah. Send me the $80 right now. And then I will believe you. Send it now. Ugh. Joe, I'm beginning to think that this is not the girl I thought she was, Joe.
Really?
Do you think this is the girl for me?
I still do.
Well, I write, and then what? Will you love me? I will love me. I will love you if you prove me that you love. Send the money right now. Am I paying for love? I think they have a word for that. Listen, I gotta run right now, but send me the info and we'll try to get this done. If I am proving my love for you, shouldn't you prove your love to me? Like wedding rings, a token of commitment and love. So here's my, so that's where it ended, Joe. My move, I think, is I gotta try to get this broad to send me a picture where she is holding a sign that says, I love you, David. Now, there's no way she's gonna do this, but it's such a token of love, and it doesn't cost her anything, that I'm kind of interested to see her fucking move. What say you? Thank you, Joe.
Joe me or Joe Padula?
Joe, you went,
I'm just about to say something.
All right, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay, I want to see a picture of her showing her love for you on Facebook.
It would be nice. And then if I do get that picture, I will post it to the website and everything.
I would love, I think that's the route you should go.
See, here's the problem with this. I don't know when we're going to be at the compound. I'm really just trying to do this at the compound.
Right.
Now, do you think I should reveal that we've been fucking nailing her? Should I direct her to the website so she can hear herself?
You want to know something? We might want to do it on the show, because with the compound plays, we have, you know, some people there might not be up to date with what we've been doing.
On this show you're talking about?
On the compound show.
On the compound show, because here she might call back.
You want that?
I don't want her calling back, Joe.
What's the matter?
Because then I got to deal with a woman who's fucking 6 inches away from me giving me a dirty look. I can do it when they're on the dark continent. I don't need it when they're in my bed and she can backslap me with a cat. So that is where we are with that. I know it was not a riveting thing. I know it wasn't as exciting as last week when we offered yak. Can you guys hear the music? Because Joe just hit it. I hear it in my ears. All right, enough of that. Enough of that, Joe. Stop the music. I don't know if you guys heard the music. If she doesn't know what you look like, send somebody to date her. Really, Joe? I'm on the Facebook page. I didn't fucking... No music. They still can't hear music. We're going with the CD player from now on. All right. No, she does know what I look like, Joe. She Facebooked me. She knows what I look like, but she used somebody else. Joe, you really got to go back a month and a half to catch up on this. She used a white girl who allegedly... was from Hawaii but moved to Africa. But she speaks perfectly good English except when she types and talks. Bada bang. Thank you, Joe. All right. Well, they can't hear the music, so I'm going to move on. We're going to move on to other shit tonight. This is a very, very odd show tonight, Joe. But there was big news in the world.
What was that?
It stopped the world. DC Comics announced. Do you have that ready to go?
Yeah.
People aren't going to hear it, so don't worry about it. DC Comics announced that the Green Lantern's gay.
Yeah, so I hear.
Do we really need to know if a superhero is gay? I mean, is that really something we need? I mean, it's not like they're banging in the cartoons. You know, it's not like Green Lantern's using that lantern to build himself a private room where he could get it on. What are you doing, Joe?
Don't worry what I'm doing.
All right.
Just keep reading the story.
Just keep reading the story. Joe's fucking rounding. I kind of think it's all right to have openly gay superheroes. I kind of assume they all were anyway with the capes and the tight clothes and everything. But I don't know if you have to make a deal about it, because I don't think your average 10-year-old or 9-year-old who's reading about the Green Lantern or Superman or any of these is really worrying, wow, I wonder who he's going to bang when he's done with Lex Luthor. You know, that Lois Lane, I bet, can play with the balls. I don't think they're really worried about that shit. But, you know, I think it really would have changed the way I looked at superheroes if they would have introduced their sexuality
right
into the comics. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Thank you, Joe. You are quite the partner.
I am trying to move along. You know what? Let me explain something to you. I'm working on trying to get sounds up. When you're working on stuff, you're just as bad, okay?
I know. This has been a...
So, I, you know, don't sit there. It's not like I'm not... Okay. They all look gay superheroes. Look, they all wear tights. They all have capes.
Maybe they're just really excited and they're going to march in a parade.
I guess.
I think it's a little inappropriate though to broach the sexuality of these guys in this medium. Because
yeah.
I mean, a comic book is gay is written for kids and shut-ins. I mean, listen, if you're never going to touch a tit, then yeah, I guess you got to live vicariously for who the hell the Green Lantern or Aquaman is stupping. And the problem with all the Aquaman, whoever, they all smell like fish. But I digress. Bada boom.
Bada boom.
The Sienna Lantern? What the hell is the Sienna Lantern, Joe Padula? I don't even know what that means. Can you guys hear that? I can hear it. We're playing the Green Lantern theme song. I'm waiting to see if they can hear it.
Yeah.
I enjoy hearing it, though, Joe. It's a gay color? Green's not gay. It's the color of... Oh, Sienna's a gay... No, that's burnt Sienna. That's not a gay color. That's brown. No music. All right. Everything goes. All right. We're not going to be able to play clips tonight. No music. Shut it off, Joe.
Hold on.
All right.
You're hearing no. How could you not hear music? We're getting it through the phones.
They're not hearing music. They keep on telling me they're not hearing music, and I'm not going to keep on focusing on it. Can't hear the music, only you're typing. Yeah. You get gayer with age and need a set of boobs to have a smooth show. Lovely. Well, yes. Yes, I do.
All right. Listen, can you hear us talk? Can you hear us at least?
Yeah, they're hearing us.
They're hearing us, but you're not hearing music. How could you hear us and not hear the music? It's coming through the same thing.
Wait, what? Oh, I'm sorry. I just gave you dead air. I don't know. All right, we're just going to move on with this. Do you think they should have gone, if they were going to make somebody gay, should they have made it a more popular superhero?
Yeah, I guess. You know,
Green Lantern, nobody gives a shit about the Green Lantern.
I know. Well, that's probably why they did it, because nobody cares.
But yet they had to release a press release. But what do they do now with the... They just made the Green Lantern movie last year, and Ryan Reynolds was like, you know, he was a ladies' man. Now he's a man's man.
Well, he's out of the closet. That's probably where he's going to come. Like, you know how Batman comes out of a cave?
Yeah.
Or, you know, Superman comes out of a phone booth? He's going to come out of a closet.
I could see that. You could just see him coming out with it with the green outfit and matching pumps.
Fabulous, you know, fly.
Now, here's the thing. Like, the Green Lantern could stop supervillains in North Carolina, but he could never get married there.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't seem
fair. Well, it's like his kryptonite.
What do you think the chances are the Green Lantern loses his ring in a guy's ass? Where did I leave that ring? Because his hand's always in a fist. Yeah. And you know, Bruce Wayne. Bruce is a gay name.
Yes.
So I guess, you think he was with Bruce Wayne?
Could be. I mean, their little ward Robin, their little friend Robin.
Yeah, I mean, now I think like every superhero needs to be hanging out with a young gay boy. Because I think they're all gay.
Yeah. Yeah, the little twink. That's the sidekick name.
All fixed. What does that mean? All fixed. Let's see if we're on. Hawk says they're all fixed. I'm skeptical. I can't tell, though. Anyway, I'll move on. This has been such a train wreck. But it's not my fault. So can you hear the show? Anyway, Joe, talk when I'm fucking typing, please.
Right, I don't know. You gotta look at me, stupid. I don't have a crystal ball to see. And if we had one, it wouldn't fucking work either. But...
Were there any other superheroes that you suspected might be gay?
Well, let's see. I would say Aquaman.
Why?
Because, you know, he was always swishing around in the sea. And I think he just kept undercover.
So you're saying swimming is gay?
Well, yeah.
Did you see the way he fucking stuck it in that beluga butt whale's blowhole?
Yeah. You know, he called all the fish and stuff like that. Batman, I think, was kind
of... Hey, we're on Hawk Radio now.
Wonderful.
Hey, look at that.
Good.
Welcome, Hawk Radio.
Welcome, Hawk Radio.
Ay, ay, ay. Fucking train wreck tonight.
Yes, it is.
You know, it does really make sense, though, that the Green Lantern's gay when you think about it. Because most heterosexual men lose their powers when they put a ring on.
Really?
Yeah. No?
All right.
I finally leave me out the hang.
That air was going better.
Do you think villains will make fun of his gayness? Yeah, you know, he's fucking mocking. Because they was like trying to outsmart him, but now it's like, come here, you won't get me, you limp-wristed faggot.
No, we got to be politically correct now.
What do you mean politically correct?
Yeah,
the villains are politically correct.
Yeah, you can't say anything; they get in trouble. You could rob and be, you know, and be a criminal and stuff like that. But you can't. You got to be politically correct.
Well, I mean, if there's a gay superhero, I mean, we always make fun of the gays.
Mm. If I think the perfect gay superhero, he would have a cape and assless chaps. You know, and he'd shoot his web all over, primarily people's faces.
Oh, that's disgusting. You're a filthy animal.
And instead of a sidekick, he has a teacup poodle he carries around.
It'd be like a boomerang poodle.
Stop! I say stop! You heard Muffy. Stop!
I can just see him throw the poodle. The poodle bites the villain in the ass and brings him right back. Yeah. Like a boomerang.
Yeah.
I like that. But I think I don't think he'd carry the poodle around. I think he'd put him like in a utility belt.
No, you gotta carry a poodle.
But then how can you fight crime?
He can fight crime. He's got magic powers.
I don't know about that, Joe.
And instead, you know, is it located in the East Village, gay man? Dun, 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 dun.
I'll tell you what, everybody would know how to get to the Batcave.
That's true. Yeah. commonly disguised as the mine shaft is the Batcave.
Fellas, come on in.
Yeah. Disguised as fabulous fashion designer Maurice Barra, gay man fights his villains, an HIV man. Capes and AIDS cocktail in his utility belt.
That is terrible.
No, it's not. That's what gay man would be.
Gay man?
Gay man.
He would call himself gay man? What does he get the superpowers from Streisand songs?
Yeah. Oh, There you go. You read my mind.
He just dances out to fight crime?
Yeah. You know? Eliza.
So, like, would in order to stop a supervillain, would he make them gayer?
No, what he would do is he'd use his dance moves. Fothy, 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 show hands, show hands, show hands, and then baffle the crooks and kill them.
He comes out, Joe Padula's writing it, he comes out of the Blue Oyster Bar from the police academy, and he writes cue music. We could cue it, Joe, but you wouldn't fucking hear it.
We're going to cue it. I want you to see if you can hear it now.
What is that? Can you hear the music now? All right, can you guys hear the music? If not, it's just a whole bunch of nonsense. All right. No music. They can't hear the music. You know, it's like you're a straight man, because if you were gay, you could hear the music. The music's always playing in your head.
Always playing in your
head. It's like an ABBA song.
Ugh.
What are you looking at now? All right, anyway. So Johan Santana pitched a no-hitter.
Yes, he did.
He's not gay at all.
No, why are you saying...
I'm just saying he's not gay.
Okay.
I'm doing a segue.
That's a segue?
If I called Johan Santana gay, people would be pissed off.
Oh, because he's not. That's a segue?
Well, where I'm going with it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Citi Field.
Oh. Look, do me a favor. Let the technology fuck this show.
It will. This has been such a weird show. No, but Joe, I don't know if you heard this or not. A couple of weeks ago, an off-duty police officer went to Citi Field.
Yes.
Back when the Mets were not quite as exciting as they are now.
Yes.
And the Mets it was a blowout late in the game. Goes to sit down a little closer, and the police who work at Citi Field tell him, "Listen, man, you got to move." He goes, "I'm not moving. I'm going to sit in these seats. I move down to these seats. I'm going to sit in these seats." He refuses to move. They arrest him on trespassing.
Yeah. That's horse shit. He is, you know what? Give me a break. I mean, it's a low attended game.
Blow man Santana. Okay.
you had to go with him on. Really? You had to go with him on that? You've got to be kidding me. Oh, God. Don't encourage him.
Mets suck. What music? Nobody can hear the music. Guys, there's no music. We're not going to try music anymore. We're going to play it from my boombox anymore.
Yeah.
So well, Joe, here's the thing. I think they should let people move up in their seats.
Yes.
Late at the game.
Absolutely.
But for the guy getting arrested, when you get caught, you got to fucking move.
You know what, though? Screw them, man. They should have let him sit there. What's the big deal?
But I understand, but they didn't let him sit there. But you can't mark this territory.
But you want to know something? When somebody is insisting on you doing something so stupid, I mean, I would have told him to go to hell myself. I mean, what? Because it lacks no common sense at all. How stupid are you? Where it's a low-attended game, and you're telling the guy to move? You're an asshole. He should have had a foot put up his ass.
The cops are telling you to move. You fucking move.
Yeah.
You move.
You know what? I would.
Really? Really? Would you, tough guy? Yeah. You'd sit there and argue in the ninth inning?
I would.
Would you?
Because it's stupid, and I would call him stupid.
Would you really?
Yeah.
I don't think you would.
I would. I almost got in a fist fight at a club back in January.
Why are you pointing over there? Club's not over there.
It's in that direction.
All right.
Over by where the Weebles are.
You're ruining the mystique of the den.
Stink.
It's like the Batcave.
Stink.
Stupid equipment. Only when we're in it. Anyway.
Can't play music. How the hell can't they hear the music?
I don't know. We're doing it all through the boombox, so clips are gone. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, no, because I went to this the Roxy in Huntington, and I went to see my buddy's band, and I go there with $20, and you know that's $20 to get in, and I go, "Oh, the ticket booth is closed." I go, "Okay, here's $20." Well, the ticket booth is closed. What part don't you want? Take the $20? There's not really a lot of people in there.
You know who would take the $20?
Who?
Flory in Africa.
Oh yeah,
she'd take the $20.
Yeah.
Padula's saying the same thing. You give him 20 at Citi Field. But here's the problem, Joe Padula and Joe Curry. At 20 at Citi Field, you could buy the fucking good seats. You don't got to move down like a sneak. You can buy good seats at Citi Field.
Yeah, but it's just the whole idea behind it.
Your mic is low, Joe.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm gonna move away from mine. All right, go on.
Can you hear me now? You can't hear the music.
All right, go on.
All right, but it's just I hate people that don't have any common sense. You know, it's the ninth inning. Let the guy.
So it does. It does make a difference that's late in the game.
It's late. Yeah, if it's earlier in the game, look, I'm not an idiot. It's early in the game. Shut up, stupid. If it's earlier in the game, you know what? All right, it's early in the game. People might show up. I understand. I get it. But the ninth inning with nobody there and you just want to move and they're busting your balls, what kind of assholes have that kind of mentality?
Anybody affiliated with the
Some
Mets?
Some dumb shit that thinks he's a big tough guy because he's security at Citi Field. Wow, does that come with a badge?
So you switch to better seats a lot?
If I could, yeah, if I'm at a concert or something like that.
I've never moved up at a concert.
Well, I did at one concert, but I waited late.
Because it was a McClinton concert, and nobody was up close.
Anyway, I moved.
Deny it. You won't. Yeah, I've never moved up at a concert. No. I've moved up at ball games, though.
Yeah.
But you know what? But
right, hold on.
Yes.
What inning?
If it's a baseball game, listen, when you sit down in the shitty seats, you start scouting immediately.
Right.
Usually by the third or fourth inning, you can make your move. Now, sometimes people come late because they caught in traffic.
All right.
And when you get chased, you retreat and you find some better seats.
Right.
It's not really a treat. It's go forward.
Yeah.
But if the usher comes, you skedaddle. You don't sit there and go, you know, I stand my ground.
Fifth or sixth inning, yeah. But when it's the ninth inning, give me a break.
No, I agree with that.
Give me a break.
The worst case I ever saw this years ago, I went to a with my wife. We went to a Jets Steelers game.
Yeah.
Big snowstorm.
Right.
Only Jet game ever to be actually played like in the snow in New Jersey and everything. Right. We didn't live too far away, so we went to the game.
Is that when you were at the old place?
Yeah, I was over in Hackensack. Right, it's like a 10-minute drive in good weather.
Yeah.
Still snowing and everything. The roads are crappy. We go. There's maybe 5,000 people there.
Right.
Now my seats at the time. We're all on the upper deck. This is in the old stadium and everything.
Right.
But you know what? We go, like, well, let's sneak down underneath and be protected and everything.
Yeah.
Now, we're sitting there like, you know, like Jews on the train. We're not fucking moving. You know, we're trying to be quiet and everything. And people all around us got kicked out and everything. And we didn't pee that day. Because you were afraid if you peed, you might never come back.
Right.
But they were kicking people back upstairs and everything. And they haven't cleaned out the stadium. So there's still snow all over the place. But we got to say, and they just won the game like 6-3 or something fucking, right. 6-9, some stupid boring game. But the next day we read in the paper that people got kicked out of the stadium for moving down.
See, that's,
that's crazy.
That's bullshit, and I'll tell you why. If I was sitting down at that lower level that was covered, I go, you can't sit here. All right, I'll move when you shovel out my section. I go, I expect I pay for a seat. I want it shoveled out. Is it shoveled out? Well, no, then I'm sitting here. There's nobody around me. I'm sitting here. You don't have it? Send a manager. Or you shovel out my section. That's more than fair. I paid to get in.
But you didn't pay for those seats.
You want to know something? I paid for seats that don't have snow covered with them. All right? I paid for seats that weren't covered by snow. You provide me, if you provide my seats without snow, I'll sit in them. For right now, I'm sitting here. Get a shovel, get out of my face.
I thought the Jets looked really bad with that. They should have been happy they had anybody there.
Exactly.
It was still snow and everything. Now, Joe Padula writes in that after Johan Santana's no-hitter, a fan ran onto the field and he was banned from Citi Field for life. I think that makes sense.
Yeah, you can't run.
You can't run. Listen, I know you had a lot. I know, fan, you had a lot to do with Santana's no hitter. I know because you were there. He was able to throw 134 pitches, and I know you were the one that paid off the umpire to miss the hit by Beltran.
How are we going to know it's him when if he comes back?
I don't know. But they ban people for life. That's the danger of, like, if you sell your tickets to somebody and they do something stupid, you know, you could be banned for life. But I guess theoretically he could go on like a StubHub or something like that.
They just say they can't ban him.
Unless he was a season ticket holder.
Ban him for. But it's funny because he ran on the field. He's jumping around with the Mets. Like, yeah. Who are you?
Now, do you ever feel like stupid when you're sitting in somebody else's seat and the people show up?
Yeah, that's the
now you feel like an asshole.
Yeah, that I. You know what though? I had a disc. I went to see Rammstein at Nassau Coliseum back in April, and there was people sitting in my row. Mm-hmm. My seat was empty, and I actually talked to the people that were sitting there. And I go, look, I go, there's nobody sitting up here. I go, that's actually my seat. Oh, we'll move. I go, no. It's cool. I go, I just want to let you know that if I do get kicked out of where I am, I'm going to be that I need my seat right now in the middle of the show guy.
You know? Listen, you're setting a disclaimer.
I said the disclaimer.
Listen, you don't want me to come back. I don't want to come back to this shit seat.
Davin, that's exactly what I said.
But you went to Ramstein by yourself.
I went by myself.
It's a lot easier to make that move by yourself. Now, when I go with my wife, she doesn't really like to move seats. You know, so if we're sitting in cheap seats, that's where the hell we're staying.
Yeah.
But me and my dad's the one who taught me everything I knew about being a cheapskate. And, like, sneaking up to other seats and everything. Yeah. Although now that he's gotten older, he's not into it as much either.
Because it's work. It really is.
Back at the old, at the Meadowlands Arena when the Devils used to play there,
yeah.
It was a lot easier to stay. Like, I would always get, like, upper deck seats, and I'd stay in the upper deck. But you would go up and over and down, and then you could get some really good seats by center ice. Right. Now, they're making these stadiums a lot more difficult to get good seats.
Really?
Yeah, they need to stop that.
Yeah, spending millions of dollars on building a stadium that people could sit easily in.
So New York is now concentrating on that. They've kicked this man out. Yeah. They are also now, they are allowed to stop and frisk you, Joe.
Yes.
If they suspect you for doing anything.
Yes.
They can stop and search you.
Yes.
I think that's a problem.
No, it's not, because it's made the city safer. And if you see the people that they're stopping and frisking, it ain't exactly the Boy Scouts.
But they're stopping and frisking people of color.
Yeah. You know why? Have you ever seen the crime blotter? Have you ever seen the crime statistics? Usually that's the people that are committing the crime.
Where's that fucking Nazi music? Yeah.
They won't be able to hear it anyway. I'm telling you that right now. Let's cut the nonsense here with all this political correct horse shit, okay? Look at your crime. Look at the crime blotter. Look at the thing. Who do you think's in there, okay? And I'm not just saying it. It's a statistic, okay? It's not bigotry.
Yeah, but Joe.
It's not racist. It's a statistic. So if you see people that look suspicious like that, stop and frisk them. And what's the result of that been? Lower crime, and the city's been the safest it's ever been.
We're going to get to why the city's safer, but I don't think stopping and frisking potentially innocent people, that's a Nazi state.
That's not a Nazi state.
Sure it is. How would you feel if you got violated for like that? You're just walking, trying to go to your Ramstein concert?
You want to know something? If I was an African American,
ABBA fans are suspicious, says the message board.
No, if I was an African American, okay,
you wouldn't have this horrible view.
I would have this horrible.
No, you wouldn't.
You know why? Because
wouldn't even order Skittles.
No, because I wouldn't be wearing a Yankee hat on sideways. I wouldn't have my baggy pants down to my ankles.
Really, you're gonna dress like Urkel? If you're a black guy, you're dressing like Urkel.
You know why? Because guess who's not getting frisked? Urkel.
No, he's just gonna get his ass kicked by other black people and an occasional white guy.
Well. You gotta pick and choose your
battles. You can't do that, Jeff.
You can do that.
Then we're giving away our freedoms.
Oh, horseshit. Let me tell you.
Horseshit.
I'm telling you, enough of this freedom shit.
Enough. What is this, America? Enough of this freedom. Our soldiers are fighting so that you can't have freedom.
Oh, stop it, okay? Let me tell you, the guys that are fighting, if you see somebody that looks like a suspected terrorist, which is probably...
We're not talking about suspected terrorists.
All right, suspected crooks, though, okay?
Because they're black.
Yeah, and maybe... And, you know, they're not just doing it randomly.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. If they're doing it because if they suspect somebody might be part of a gang or it looks suspicious, they're doing it then, okay? And it's having results. And the results have been is that the city has been the safest it has been in God knows how long, okay? And they're not doing it old age. They're doing it the people that you usually see in the crime blotter, okay? And I'm getting sick and tired of people going, that's me and that. No, it's the truth. It's
that's because you're an old white guy.
I'm not an old white.
Well, yeah, yes, you are an old one.
Call me old, you mother.
How old are you?
I ain't telling you.
How old are you?
31.
You are not 31. If you were 31, you just came back from Chernobyl. Holy shit. It's been a rough 31 years. I know hanging out with me is hard, but Jesus, Joe.
But I totally agree with the policy, and I think they should keep going. And I don't think they should back down. I think they should keep going the way
so
they are.
So what happened?
Oh, you know what?
How about they profile old white people like you?
Oh, because they're not committing the crimes, damn it. Why do we have this shroud? Ooh, the hell they're not, they are. And they should be suspected.
I wish we were on radio. I mean, on TV to fucking see your hands were going like a hamster.
Because I am sick and tired of this shroud that we have to put up where everybody's there, and this really no bad people, and we should horn shit. These are the people that are committing the crimes. These are the people that are getting patted down, and this is the reason why the city has been the safest it's been in over 30 years.
Because we're finally putting darkies where they belong.
No, because we're finally cutting the nonsense. I mean, there's plenty of African-American people out there that are standing, upstanding citizens that don't dress like they're in a rap video. that, you know, that's the perception that you give.
You'll be happy to know Joe Padula wants you to join his unit. So do I. I just want Curry to work points.
Be out of the country.
I don't think men of his age can join your unit, Padula.
Horseshit. I'll be there on a parapet.
You'll be there with a fucking walker.
Did I just say parapet? What am I?
What the hell's a parapet?
Oh, it's an old saying.
Never of course it is. Stupid. You are old.
I'm not old. I am not old.
You're like Archie Bunker.
I'm not like Archie Bunker.
Sure you are.
No, I'm not.
You're a racist.
I am not a racist. I'm a realist.
You feel
there's
safer.
A difference. There's a difference between a racist and a realist.
You're not concerned that they're taking away your freedoms.
No, I'm not.
Because it's not your freedom, is it?
You want to know something? If you're suspected of doing something, hey, you want to know something? Don't look like a suspect anymore.
They can't help their skin color, stupid.
Let me tell you something.
They can't help their skin color.
Oh, stop it. They can help the way they dress. They can help the way they... Let me tell
you something.
Should
they all dress like you?
No, look, I can't... If I want to decide to be look, I could grow my beard, and I could put a leather jacket on, and I could put a Harley jacket on,
and then you'd be ready to be fucking join the village people. Nobody's afraid of the gay guy attacking them unless it's from behind. Stupid.
Why you have me joining a gay troop?
Because you're like, I could grow a beard, I could put on a leather jacket.
Be a biker, okay? Now, if I'm hanging on a corner and a cop comes by, well, you know, I'll tell you a story, okay?
Do tell, Joe. Right,
when I was 21. Yes, it was a long time ago. Shithead. But when I was 21, I remember I was in Maine, and I had a big beard. I had hair down to my ass, and I was at a fair, the Skowhegan Fair. And I'm hanging out, and I'm having a soda, and a cop just looked at me, stopped, and just stared me down for about 3 minutes, and just looking at me. And then he just walked away, and my buddy's like...
Because you're white.
Fuck? No, because I look like a thug. Okay? And you know what? I didn't get mad. What the hell did you expect? I got a hair down on my ass. I got a beard. You know? If I was a clean-cut looking kid, he wouldn't have bothered me. You know? So that's the price you pay.
I don't know. Yeah, but we're not. That's a choice. You can't help it if you're black.
You want to know? But it's not, you don't understand. If they're not, if there's an African American gentleman that's dressed in like chinos, dressed nice.
Chinos? What happened to his dungarees? He should put on a nice pair of trousers. Huge. You know, back in the old days when the black people could drink from a water fountain, but it was a separate water fountain.
I don't mean it like that.
You don't mean it like that?
If you're dressed conservatively, not like a thug.
What is a thug?
A thug?
What, you mean Skittles?
No, I'll tell you.
And an Arizona iced tea?
I'll tell you what a thug is.
You're an old white guy.
A thug is a guy that's wearing a hoodie, that's wearing his pants down to his
Why is that a thug?
Because it's a jail.
Because it's not how you dress.
It looks like a jail culture. That's why.
But they're not in jail.
But they look like the R jail, and they're
or does it look
like
or does it look
jail culture.
Or does it look like a rap culture?
No, it's a rap culture, and the rap culture was based. And they don't start with this racism bullshit. It's race, not racist. It's realist. The rap culture was based on the whole jail culture and the gang culture, and that's the way they're dressing, and that's why they're being suspected. These are the people that are committing the crimes. That figure. And you want to know something? If you dress that way and the cops stop you because you look suspicious, so be it. If I dress like that. So be it, okay?
Soldier just said the word thug is out. Well, listen, Soldier, I don't know which soldier it is, but I want you to know that is the most up-to-date term Joe has.
What are the kids saying today? What are the kids saying?
What are the kids
saying? Gangster. All right, the dresser, that's probably out too. But my point is...
They call them Trayvons.
If you look that way, you know what? That's the profile you're going to get, and it's not like you
listen,
pick up a police blotter and you look at the blotter section of any paper. Well, you get the police blotter. We get the police blotters. A fugitive finder. My wife brings me with all the fugitives in there, and they look like these guys that they're stopping. Okay, so what do you expect?
They call them a struggler. I'm going to call you a struggler.
A struggler. Stage. So I'm
plow right through that horse shit.
So I'm all for this stop and frisk. Absolutely.
We're just not going to agree.
You know
on
what?
That.
And you're going to be the first person to complain when the crime rate goes up. Oh, the cops got to do something about the crime. Well, they're trying, but you're handcuffing them, so to speak. You're tying their hands behind their back because we all have
when
to understand. We all have to feel bad.
Now, Joe,
and
if
understand
you if you were in a, if not in a room with me, if you were in a room full of black people. Would you have the balls to say this?
Yes, I would.
I don't think you would.
Absolutely.
I don't think you would.
Absolutely.
I've never even seen you with black people.
Really?
Except for Patrice, but that was when he was berating you.
No, that's true. But still, I didn't even really know the man well.
Well, that's why he... Well, I fucked up.
Really? Of course you did.
Of course I did. Par for the course.
Par for the course. But and that's pretty much the deal. That's pretty much the deal, straight up.
And that's the word from Joe Curry, circa 1954.
Not circa 1950. All right, you know what? Let's all have the crooks and
new thugs. Term for thug, a curry.
Really?
The cops stared down a pack of curries.
All the crooks run around. Have them run really, around.
He had, the curry had his stereo crunk with ABBA playing. Dancing Queen. There's Joe seshing out.
Everybody laugh. It's a safer city. It's a safer city. So everybody laugh. And you give that up, and there's crime and stuff like that, well, then you want to know something. It's your fault.
It's your fault. Well, you know what you now can do in New York City, Joe? Bet you didn't know this. You can now possess child porn. So that's good for all the boys and girls. A judge in New York ruled that you just can't download it or show that you viewed it, but you could have it on the computer.
Okay.
You got a problem with that?
No. Well, I do. Yes, I do.
Joe's like, whew, safe. Just don't click download. Hopefully somebody else will open up that 5-year-old girl. It's not a black girl, so I like it.
No, I don't think you should have child pornography of any kind anywhere.
Well, except for your house. Or the compound.
No.
And then we don't call it child porn, we call it a weekend party. That's what New York State ruled.
Well,
has child porn ever appeared on your computer?
No!
All right, relax. I didn't put it there.
Neither is sound, apparently. But
yes, Joe Padula, it is true. That is true. You can now... Do you have the article in front of you, Joe?
Yes, I do.
Because he doesn't believe that's true. What's the ruling, if you give me the ruling?
Okay, the State Court of Appeals ruled on a Tuesday that simply looking at child pornography online does not constitute criminal possession or procurement of the images. Rather, some affirmative act is required. Printing, saving, downloading, etc.
Unzipping.
Unzipping. To show the defendant, in fact, exercised dominion and control over the images that were on his screen, wrote Senior Judge Carmen Buchamp. Basically, what it says is, I guess you can have it, but if you try to look at it or do anything like or download it, you know, that is enacting child porn. It shouldn't be on there in the first place. You know, I mean, if you look, even for the simple fact that you have it, I mean, Pete Townsend got in trouble for that, about 10 years ago, when he had child porn on his computer, but he said he was doing it for research for a song.
That's why I do all my pornography.
Yeah.
I'm going to sing about it.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
Apparently, yes, it is.
Apparently, yes, it is.
You know, it's not good, you know, so... Yeah, so that's what they agreed, what they ruled on that. Now, in this case, the gentleman that was convicted, they upheld the conviction because he had downloaded, saved, and deleted 132 images. But that is an act of.
Is it really? Because I mean, I think maybe it's 132. I think you're fine at 130, Joe. So this guy still went to... You know what, though? It makes sense, though. Because, I mean, I've never gotten kiddie porn on my computer.
Yeah.
Though I've tried. But, I mean, it makes sense, though, because it should be some type of act. I mean, people put horrible things on the computers.
Yes. You know, podcasts.
I actually think... very good. Very good. I think that's a... No, when you're right, you're right. That's Joe. That's like having an 8-ball of Coke on your counter and saying, "Well, I didn't buy it." Well, it's true.
Well, it's true. And you want to know something? So the same thing is, you got the 8-ball of Coke there, but if you decide to snort it, that's the act. But you shouldn't have the 8-ball of Coke there to begin with.
Shouldn't stay there for long.
Why something that nice.
So that's a. Have you? When did you realize though? At what age did you realize that you were never going to be able to see 17-year-old breasts again legally?
That's a very good question.
That's the only type I ask. That's the only type I ask. Hard-hitting questions. From racism to child porn to 17-year-old titties.
I would say...
Say yesterday?
Trying to shave the years off.
No, I mean, because there's a moment you go, I can't look at that anymore.
No.
Unless I have a radio show on in satellite.
Yeah. I guess around 30?
That's still pretty old, dude. And you just said you were 31, so that was last year. That's pretty old.
I guess.
Now, are 17-year-olds still attractive to you?
No.
Really? You think they're kind of icky?
Well, here's the deal.
All right, Joe, tell us. Tell us the deal.
Yeah, the girl, those chicks now, are so hot.
They were always hot. You just weren't the creepy old guy before.
I get, bingo, end of conversation. Thank you. Next topic. That's pretty much, okay, that's pretty much my
there point. Comes a point where you realize you're the creepy old guy.
All right, I'll give you an example. It just how, you know, how you feel creepy. There's a girl, there's a female comic, Lori Plumeteri. And she's 22, 23, very funny, very talented, you know. And I always feel like a father figure around her, you know. I just, you know.
How old is she?
Oh, she's 23.
Oh, so she's legal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, you feel like the people around that age. I feel, you know, like a father figure, you know. And I would
a creepy father that wants to touch his daughter inappropriately.
No.
But so 23 is the cutoff for you,
I would say.
So when you're looking at porn, if allegedly,
right,
you're going to the MILFs and GILFs.
No,
don't fucking get pissed off
no,
at me.
No, I know.
I'm not your you porn. Settle down,
no,
stupid.
No.
So what are you looking? You're looking at the teen girls.
No, 20s.
So then, what's wrong with this girl?
Huh?
What's wrong with your little comedy friend?
This is real world.
And so, but you don't find her attractive anymore.
No, I never looked at her in that way. You know, where I, you know, in the olden days, maybe I would, but...
The olden days, back when you pulled up to the comedy club in your horse and buggy. You just did your act through a megaphone.
Hitch my steed to the rail and walk in.
Joe'll be selling records after the show.
The old laugh shop. No, I just feel, you know, people at a certain age, I kind of feel like a fatherly figure to them now. Where in years prior, I would have been a, you know, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, another old reference.
That's the only type you have.
I know.
Yeah,
what about you?
See, here's the thing for me. I love
where you rip me apart. I tell you, you rip me apart, and then I go, well, here's the deal. Okay, now.
We got kicked out. What the hell happened?
For what?
Padula got kicked out. Wait a sec. Now I gotta go on to the more like radio message board. How come the stream isn't working on my computer? Son of a bitch! All right. What the hell's going on here? All right, hold on. I'm trying to get back. Encoding. What's going on? Let's try to stop
that. All right, well, Devin does that.
Yeah, I'm going to stop that.
What age out there do you feel, and this is for people in their 30s, where looking at a hot 22-year-old girl or picking up a hot 22-year-old girl goes from, you know, sexy to creepy? We would find out. I would say the cutoff age for that would be 35 years old. See, I look my father's rule, because my father was 19 years older than my mother. So it's always like, you know, you always feel what your parents did, or your father did, is kind of the template from what you would do. So if I ever had a crush on a girl that was many years younger, it's like, well, the old man did it, why not I?
We're losing people now because I don't know what happened with the stream.
Really?
I don't know what happened.
Hmm.
How come the stream isn't working on my computer? A good point. Can you guys hear this? Anyway, so it all kind of changed for me when my daughter was born.
Right.
I mean, because I still like to look at the young girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, up until a couple of years ago, I thought I could pass as a high school kid. That was stupid.
Right.
But now, as she gets older, her friends are going to get older.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to be at this house.
Right.
What do I do with myself?
Slamming in the drawer.
Am I going to get older and more mature?
As much as you hate to admit it, you probably would.
You think so?
I would think so, yeah.
So I'm not going to look at, like, when she brings home her college friends. We won't even say high school.
Right.
When she brings home her college friends.
You would look at them in a different way.
You think so?
You probably would, yes.
I hope so.
Because you would associate them with your daughter, because you're associating them with your daughter, you would look at differently. Look, I've got a 19-year-old, 18-year-old grandniece who could be a model. She's very stunning looking.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a job waitressing at Hooters. Okay?
Of course she did.
Okay, and I'm ready to fly out there to Colorado with a shawl to throw over her, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because I don't want anybody looking at her, you know? So, whereas if it was another 19-year-old girl, and I was at Hooters, I'd, you know, they'd probably like, you know. So it changes when it's more closely associated to you.
I hope you're right.
Yeah. For your sake, I hope I am too, sir.
You know, we are losing fucking stream. I don't know what's going on tonight, Joe.
Now, what's happening exactly?
We're losing stream. I don't know what the hell's going on with the software. You know, it's not on my end because I haven't touched anything.
Right.
But there's all sorts of issues going on.
Right.
That I wanted to get resolved today that did not, right. Unfortunately.
Well, I'd love to have I'd love to have some sound playing that is coming through fine, and we can't get sound out of the board.
Why the hell isn't that
which
one?
Is enough to make me mad.
All right. I don't know what's going on. But hopefully we're back. Dutch, now, how about now, fellas? Did you click Edcat? No, I did not click anything. I am trying to get in via Sam. It was working fine. You know, Sam is fucking me.
Sam?
Sam is fucking. Sam. There you go. Was work. All right. There you go. It's a clusterfuck here.
Are we back, Sam?
We're back for the final 20 minutes. Anyway.
All right. Yeah.
Well, good. They didn't hear my revelation about young girls. Catch it on the replay. Download it on Dab and Comedy or More Like Radio or wherever else you can. I don't know.
iTunes. Where else can grab it?
Yeah. You know, this hasn't passed yet, Joe. We're just doing a whole bunch of stuff on New York because it's been so much in the news lately. They're trying to make it in New York. It hasn't been passed yet. They're kicking it around where the New York City government would make it so that you could not, like, if you rented an apartment, you could not smoke in that apartment. They would take it out of the hands of landlords.
Another freedom.
Oh, wait, but what happens if it's only black people, Joe?
Black people like to smoke. That's them calling right now.
Calling right.
Look at the cigarettes.
Back up a second ago. It's not up now. I can't. There's nothing I can do about that.
I can't work under these conditions.
But wait a minute. How come you're okay with that freedom being taken away?
But that freedom not taken away?
How come you're okay? How come you're not okay with them taking that freedom from you, but you are okay with them stopping you?
They're okay from stopping me? Because if I look like somebody that is a suspect or suspected...
You look like a smoker.
No. All right. But it's a totally different thing. If in the context of them stopping people, the stop and frisk, they are identifying them, that person that could be a suspect in a crime, or they're not just doing it randomly, okay? On this is somebody's building that they own,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And you can't impose people whether they can smoke or not in a private residence. That's the whole thing. It's more rules that they're imposing on people.
But I agree with that, but I just don't understand why you're not on the same page with the stop and frisk.
Because with the stop and frisk, it's stopping crime.
Well, this is stopping people from getting diseases. Landlords, that's the word. It's stopping landlords from losing value. It is because it costs a lot of money to clean up these smoking things.
Right, but the landlord does have the right, in the context of his bill, and also the landlord does have the right to find out who he wants to rent to, the financial status. That's why you fill out all these reports. They do background reports. They check your Facebook. And the landlord also has the right as a building owner to decide if people are going to smoke, if people are not going to smoke, if there's going to be smoking in a section. It's not the government's right to do that.
But I agree with you. But you're just not consistent.
Because you can't take everything and apply it. You can't take one thing and apply it to everything. Okay? This is a building. This is a building where an owner owns it and he has his own rules. You have another thing where you have the police trying to make the city safer and see somebody that's a possible problem, mm-hmm. and wants to identify that problem and make sure that there's not going to be an incident. There's a difference between that. Okay? If there was a building that looked like, all right, I'll give you an example. There was a building today that they're kicking the residents out because the landlord pulled the damn fire escape off. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now that is something that the authorities came in and they had the people removed. Now you can't say, well, you don't have a right to do that. Well, there's a problem. The building is a suspect that it could be a problem.
The building is a suspect?
It is a suspect.
Was the building wearing baggy jeans?
No, the building wasn't wearing a fire escape. So, that's a problem. So they and it looked like there was a problem. Now, if you see buildings that don't look safe, you mm-hmm. know that you want to know something. I've seen buildings that aren't safe, that don't have fire escapes, that have things. That could be a potential problem. We see a building that doesn't have fire escapes anymore. That's a problem. We mm-hmm. identified that problem. Okay? And the evicted people, it's tough, but it's not safe to do. Context to that, well, the guy the should step in because the guy has a building that's not safe. It's the context of the law. I mean, you could smoke, you can't smoke, but you can't have a building that doesn't have a fire escape in it.
No, listen.
It's
a safety issue.
Yeah.
But I don't think I don't think the city should be able to make that rule. I think that should be up to landlords. I do think the landlord should have the option of saying, no, I don't want smokers in my building.
Yes, you have an option.
Think the landlord should say, if I do want smokers, I'm going to charge you more because I am going to probably have to rip up the carpeting, if there's carpet, and it's going to cost a lot of money to get that stink out because there is a certain stink that comes with smoking.
Now
that, we're back. Yay.
Yay. Missed our smoking conversation. But I would agree.
That I would agree with.
Because basically, that goes back to what I was saying. It's a fact. My mother smoked like a chimney. I had to replace, my mom passed away. I had to replace all the carpets. I had to repaint the place. Because the simple fact is, when you smoke in the house, smoke gets all over.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
So it's something based on a fact.
Let me ask you this. If we're forced to wear seatbelts for the public good,
mm-hmm.
because of all the expenses and everything and for our own safety, if you're going to go with that, shouldn't you be able to say, and I don't agree with this, but shouldn't you be able to say, well, you can't smoke for your own good? I mean, isn't that where we're going?
Smoking probably could kill you.
Okay. Probably? Is the jury still out on that, Joe?
No, because for the most part, smoking's not good for you. I smoke, started trying to quit, but for the most part, smoking's not good. It's a personal choice. Basically, with seatbelts, you don't wear your seatbelt, you're going to die.
That's not true.
Yeah, believe me.
Smoking's going to kill you quicker than a seatbelt is.
Really?
Well, not quickly once it happens. But, no, but I mean, listen, smoking is going to kill you.
All right. I don't agree. I agree you could smoke. You know, you should wear a seatbelt, but I agree you shouldn't be able to smoke in your, but they're looking on some people banning smoking in your car. If you have kids.
It's funny you mentioned, I was behind somebody today and they were smoking and they had it out, they had their hand out the window as I demonstrate for the non-video.
Very good.
And I'm thinking, well, you know what? If you can't talk on your cell phone, maybe you shouldn't be allowed to smoke. Cause again, you're taking your hand off the wheel.
Yes. But you're not.
It's just a pain in the ass enforcing all this shit.
But you're not being distracted as much by smoking as you are by a cell phone. Maybe for the 1 second.
If it's a really good cigarette.
Well, if it's a certain kind of cigarette, you know, you see.
Listen, I don't think there should be seatbelt laws. And up until, I think once you're 18, below that, yes, the kids have to wear a seatbelt. Mm-hmm. I don't think there should be seatbelt laws. I don't think they should ban smoking. Mm-hmm. I'm not a smoker, but I don't think they should ban it.
I don't think they should ban it either.
I don't have a problem with them kicking it out of the bars and restaurants though.
You know what?
My meals are a lot more pleasant now.
They should still have smoking sections,
I guess.
And I felt bad for a lot of people that, you know, put a...
Don't worry, Joe. They'll be dead soon.
Yeah. But McGuire's. I remember when McGuire's. Ryerson put up that dividing wall. And he spent like $16,000 because he had to put up that wall.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years later, they changed the law that you couldn't smoke in the bars anymore. So smoking kind of killed the bar business.
No, it actually hasn't. It's proven another way. The comedy club business has actually done better now. People go out now more to these bars because a big thing was people didn't want to go out because it was all smoking. The smokers are still going to smoke. We've talked about this. They'll go out in a hurricane mm-hmm. and smoke their cigarette and everything. They're still going to go to the bars.
Right. But, you know, it's a good question. You know, it's a kind of question because I feel that if you want to smoke in a bar, you should smoke in a bar. But it is kind of nice. It is kind of nice that, you know, go in there, your clothes are not all smoky. And stuff like that.
Sure. As a comic, I'm glad that they don't have smoking.
Pennsylvania smoke is still allowed, right?
Yeah, a lot of us.
You ever go, like, when you're on the road, we're working on the road, mm-hmm. you probably see this when we're in Michigan, too, you know, you're hanging out in a bar, and people light up. It's almost like they're taking their clothes off. It's like, what are you doing? Smoking inside.
I
four walls.
I travel all over the place, in some of these states you still can smoke, as you just said, and you'll see this haze of smoke, and it just engulfs you. The only time I ever saw... a comic say something. It was Glenn Supra. I don't know if you know him. He
died. I work with him. Mr.
Megaphone.
Yeah.
And he went off on an audience for it, and he died of lung cancer.
Yes.
but I was actually at a show where he went off on the audience for smoking and everything. And you know what? We are. I mean, there's nothing we can do as a performer, but we are inhaling all that shit.
Oh, let me tell you. I was working at Pips one time. I did a weekend at Pips. And Pips, for people that don't know, is one of the first – it's no longer there, but it was one of the first – it was the first comedy club in the country. And it was in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, and very smoky. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was working one week. I was working with Vince D'Antona, God rest his soul. I'll never forget that week. I had bronchitis, and working in that place all weekend long with bronchitis. I almost went to the hospital the following week.
So you're glad, even though you're a smoker.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
You know what I get pissed off about? Like when you stay on the road in these hotels, and smokers will stay in non-smoking rooms and fucking smoke because they don't like the smell.
Yeah.
You go, yeah, that's bullshit.
It is.
All right, we agree.
Well, no, because you get offered a smoke. Look, I'm not an idiot. I don't.
You know, Joe, you set me up like that.
But I, you know, if you they ask you at the desk, smoking or non-smoking. If you smoke, take a smoking room.
But they don't like the smell.
Well, it's tough shit. If you smoke, take the smoking room. All right. I mean, what's the, you know, what are you going to smoke up every room? And you want to know something? They'll fine you. If they fine you out, they'll give you a fine.
Yeah, well, like $200.
Yeah, $200.
That's like five packs of cigarettes.
Yeah. So yeah, but it's, you know, so I, you know, on that end, I agree. You know, if you're offered a smoking or non-smoking room, you take the smoking room because you smoke.
Yeah, and if I was a hotel, I wouldn't have any smoking rooms. Yeah. I stayed in one in, I think it was South Carolina.
Yeah.
They had to get set off like a bomb because it reeked so much of smoke.
Really?
Yeah, it was one of these like residence inns where people would like hang out for a while, nice. And they get like contractors and everything.
Right.
And it was just awful.
Really?
Like when I'm going with the wife and kid and it smells like smoke, they can't even stay in it.
Yeah.
Because they have allergies and everything.
Yeah, now that's something like where as a comic, just deal with it. But when you're with your wife and kid, it's a totally different thing, man. You know, I would stay at the hotel. If that was the hotel I was at bad, I'd get another hotel.
Yeah, that's the move.
If it was with my wife and kid, now if I'm with my wife, you got to see some of the places I've dragged her ass. We were in North Carolina visiting a buddy one time,
mm-hmm.
and we had the room two doors down. They were taking the police tape down.
Oh, my God.
And stuff like that.
How do you have the balls to bring your bride into a place like that?
Well, they were taking the tape down. They're all done.
Really?
Yeah.
They're all done. No,
$25 a night. I don't give a shit. The Manson family's next door.
What are the chances a crime could happen twice in one place? I just don't see how that could happen. It's all clear.
Yeah. You rolled it up.
Look how nicely they got most of the blood stain out. There's only a couple teeth underneath the pillow.
I was talking with some of the guys at the crime scene band. They seem like friendly chaps.
Really? Really? You're talking them up? Hanging out with the canine unit, are you?
He was a good dog. I pet him.
I feel so bad for your wife.
She feels bad for her, too.
As well she should. We got like 8 minutes. Let's do the plugs, and if we can get to the soda band, we will. But let's just do the plugs. Do that, because I don't want to forget that. Well, I'd like to thank Success Martial Arts, the Hudson Valley New York Dojo that has all your family's karate and self-defense needs. Tell Sensei Ferdico that Davin's Den sent you. SMACenters.com. That's SMACenters.com. Also, thank you to JamesThomasWebDesign.com. JamesThomasWebDesign.com is your answer to all of your website issues and needs. From email to artwork and social networking to search engine rankings, JamesThomasWebDesign.com can help you meet your business goals through your website. Side Splitting Productions has all of your entertainment needs. Email Davin, that's me, at info@sidesplittingproductions.com, and I will help you plan your next event. We just planned a Republican fundraiser.
Good for you.
Oh, I don't give a
shit. Good for you.
The money's green. I don't give a shit.
Good man. Good man. Now you're talking.
Well, I always like the Republicans actually better than the Democrats when it comes to
check clears.
Well, you're an asshole. The check's always clear.
Yeah, it doesn't.
SidesplittingProductions.com, where we hope your check clears. All right, Joe.
Okay.
Plug the shows.
Okay. We'd love to plug Hate Speech Radio. Check them out live every Sunday, 2 p.m. on BrickHouseRadio.com. And when the shows are not live, you can catch all past episodes on HateSpeech.com or download them from iTunes and listen to them later, or go to the link, HateSpeechRadio.com, for all the info. Also, The Carrie Edelman Show. Its views explores and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers, and entertainment industry today. Check her out on live Tuesday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or listen live or check out past shows to go to blogtalkradio.com/Carrie Edelman. Also, the Some Guy Show. Join Jay Such and Joe Kearney for the Some Guy Show as the target pop culture and topics of the day. Check them out on hotlatalk.com. Our pals...
You can also hear them on morelikeradio.com.
On morelikeradio.com,
yeah, they're syndicated over there, too. Check them out there.
Gotcha. Also, Conti and Kenny, our pals Conti and Kenny, check out our pals Arrogance and Alcoholism. Monday, sounds like my whole ploy in life. Anyway, Monday nights, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com, cringehumor.net, and thecomedyscene.com. Also, Clusterfuck Radio. I said a curse.
You're a dirty man.
I'm a dirty man. Join comedian Brian Berner for No Situation Too Humiliating to Confront on Clusterfuck Radio, live every Tuesday and Thursday, 7 to 10 p.m. on cringehumor.com.
You got anything coming up this week, Joe?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, Arnold Avenue, actually tomorrow through Saturday night, doing one show, I believe, at 9 o'clock, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, doing two shows on Saturday. So go online and have it with me, but Uncle Vinny, 1-800-UNCLE-VIN.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Garden State Parkway is going to love you. Fucking going back and forth. I'll tell you what, I think you just bought a new squad car for the state.
That's worth it. I love working on. Those guys are cool.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Yeah. Thank you for listening on morelikeradio.com. They have a wide variety of talk shows featuring comedy, sex, music, and everything in between, sometimes all together at once. As always, if you miss a show, you can download it on morelikeradio.com. Yeah, that's the cool thing about More Like Radio. They have all the shows, and they're really easy to download and everything. So that's a good place to do it. Joe, where else can you find? You can find us on Stitcher, right?
Yes, Stitcher Radio. You can check us out on Stitcher. Download Stitcher Radio. They're the leader in internet radio for world beyond music. Their app's being downloaded more than 5 million times. They offer the finest programming from thousands of providers. So check them out at Stitcher.com.
Thank you for listening on WKADradio.com. They have plenty of comedy talk radio for you. As always, you can catch the replay of our entire show with all the fuck-ups Wednesday night from 7 to 10. Thank you for listening on Clutch and Wiggle Entertainment Radio, another place with some great comedy and sex talk shows. Thank you for almost listening on HawkRadio.net. They play, they're mostly a music station. I've been checking out their DJs. They got a lot of good tunes over there. That's the cool thing about being with all these affiliates. I'm like finding all these other cool shows, like whether talk and music and everything. Mm. The cool thing about Hawk Radio is, they're going to be the only place, if we can ever get our shit together, where you can catch the... If you can catch the whole show live. That's the cool thing about HawkRadio.net. Although tonight, you're not going to get any of this shit live unless you were listening to More Like Radio and Clutch and Wiggle, because I don't know what the problem was. Maybe if
following all this.
maybe if the boss man over at More Like Radio would have gotten in touch. Not More Like Radio. They always get in touch with me. Over at Hawk would have gotten in touch with me. Maybe we could have solved some of these issues, but we did not. This Wednesday, I'll be performing at Gotham Comedy Club in New York City. Ooh. It's a show to benefit the animal rescue group Stewie's Rescue. They do it with Stewie's Rescue always does it with like another animal rescue group. They pick a different rescue group. So like abandoned animals, like dogs, cats and everything. They always give money to. They're a great cause and they need the money. And it's a Gotham Comedy Club and, the guy who puts together, Harris Bloom, always puts together a great lineup. Great comics for a great cause. For tickets, call 212-367-9000. Also, Thursday night, I will be appearing on the podcast, The Basement Chronicles. The Basement Chronicles is about everything underground, about things you won't see on regular TV. Chip Ambrosia, he's a comedian, and his son McClain talk about the world and how they see it. Comedy, music, news, and more. I wonder if I'm in the more section.
Lions and tigers and bears, oh no. Chip, how's Chip doing?
We'll tune in on Thursday night and you'll find out.
I said hello.
All right, Joe, I'll make sure I do that in the middle of the plug. I'll tell them that you said hello. Friggin' idiot. People can register and participate at DARPATV.com. That's a stupid name. DARPATV.com, or go to DARPATV.com and click on the Basement Chronicles.
You're not going to forget DARP, though.
What?
You're not going to forget DARP.
No, you never forget DARP.
Right.
Yeah, I got to figure out how to register. I can't even call him on the phone. Apparently, he has issues like I do with figuring out this shit.
What are you gonna do?
So, yeah, so I'm going to be there Thursday night. You know, fortunately, I got some other stuff coming up that I'll tell you about. If you will want, I was going to tell you guys, if you want to listen to the rest of us, go over to hawkradio.net, but you can try, but I'm really not confident that we're up there. Yeah, because people are going to bed over there. I don't know what the fuck. Where are you going, Joe? Don't go anywhere.
Don't worry where I'm going.
Well, I need the music queued up.
Don't worry where I'm going. Just do the read.
I like when Joe tries to be the man in this relationship.
I'm be the man. I'm getting sick and tired of you trying to be the asshole. So.
Well, I'm succeeding.
Yeah, good work. Keep it up.
All right. Well, if you were hanging out on morelikeradio.com, we got Unsigned Hype coming up. That is a show with a rap and a hip-hop underground. What I like about it is the guy Johnny Awesome has a lot of opinions about it. You know how you listen to like a lot of radio shows and it's a bunch of bullshit? This guy's got opinions on it. He might not be right, he might not be wrong, but he's going to tell you what he feels about it. And that's really what you need in a host. But you know what? Maybe you think, you know what? I'm not in the mood for rap right now. Maybe I want to feel a little randy. Then you can go to Clutch and Wiggle Entertainment Radio and listen to Heather Height and her Naughty Bits. They're going to be doing their sex talk thing. Wherever you guys are listening to this, please keep on checking out our affiliates. Check, and we're going to be here every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. So we're going to get off the air right now. We're going to take a little short break. We're not going anywhere. We got a second half of the show to do. Thank you guys for hanging out. We are sorry about all the technical issues. We will do much better next time. All right. See ya. Turn that up, John. Because this is just the in-between. So those of you hanging out who are listening on the download or on WKAD Radio, stick around. We're going to play some, actually from our comedian friend Paul Bond. He does a lot of music stuff. We're going to play some tracks off of his CD. What's the name of that CD over there, Joe?
Paulie's CD is Alive and Not Well.
Alive and Not Well. I just worked with Paul this weekend. Joe's going to load that up for you in a second. It's his website is Paul Bond.tv. He's hilarious. So make sure you're going to enjoy these chips, these tunes,
these
and we're going to be back.
Enjoy these chips.
If you're listening on WKAD on Wednesday night, we're going to be back in 10 minutes. If you're listening on iTunes, we're going to be back in 10 minutes, but this is some really funny stuff, so we think you're going to like this. All right. Thank you, guys. As soon as we get that loaded up, you'll be hearing him, and you won't be hearing me. Although, Jones, there we go.
He was a father in India. There's a little red duck on my son today. I know it's stupid, but it's funny. Sting at the health clinic. There's a little red spot on my thing today.
Didn't skip in mine. It didn't skip in mine.
Because I have been with a whore and I have caught a strain. It's more than I can endure. I got a burning pain. Burning pain! Okay. I walk along these streets trying to get a signal on my phone. But when I start to speak, it hangs up and shit, I talk alone. I talk alone, I talk Verizon can suck my dick as hard as they can. T-Mobile and Singular are not my best friends. 1,000 free minutes and I cannot use them. Somehow I talk alone. I talk alone. One bar, two bars, three bars, then none. I talk alone. Fuck you, cell phone. Thank you. We have any System of a Down fans here tonight? Let's go. I love this band. If you don't know the band, I'll fill you in. My favorite band right now. They're political, very powerful, very potent, and if I had to describe them, it's like Frank Zappa and Queen got together and said, let's make a band, and then they added more edge to it. That's System of a Down. They're out of their freaking mind. They have a song out right now called BYOB. Bring your own bomb. Lots of fun. Wow! Why are you inside the bar? What the fuck's going on? Can we talk about this? Lies from the tablecloth. No, 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 no. Everybody's going to see the party have a good time. No, 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 no. Yeah, it's a great band. Thank you. But I also realized that song sounds a lot like Gilligan's Island. It does. Look, step right up and you hear a tale. What a day for a trip. Professor Ed, Mary Ann, just get for two. So I decided, since I have a lot of time on my hands, I said, hey, let's change the System of a Down song. So this is System of a Down for Breakfast, to the tune Aerials. Oriental. I told you it was stupid. Alright, here's a song called Teabagging. If you don't know what teabagging is, ladies, you're gonna find out. But it's gonna be cute, trust me. I'm not into the vulgar humor. But it does explain the actual task. And I wrote this to the very haunting universe.
So many unanswered questions, did it? Yeah. All right. Stop sitting on your keys, lady. What the hell's going on back there? Leave the vibrator at home, Lou. So American Pie 2, the sequel. I wrote the song before it came out because I was like, what are they going to do that they didn't do in one? I mean, it's just on the one out.
And that was Paul Bond. You can check out Paul Bond at paulbond.tv, PAULBOND.TV, off his Alive and Not Well CD. Just a little taste. I just worked with Paul this past weekend, like I said. Killed it, as he always does. We're going to start the second half of the show in just a second, or as the kids call it, Davin's Den Do. We're just queuing up the music. If you were listening to the first half, you know there's been technical issues all night, so it's par for the course with guys over here.
Yeah.
Joe's got his microphone turned away from him. He'll turn that to him shortly. So enjoy the theme music.
It is time for a court day! That is right, part two of Davin's Den. We are not tired, we are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There's no reason to leave. Sit down, kick back, take off your shoes. Okay, put shoes back on, they stink. Okay. So what was I saying? Oh yes, stick around for extra, because we are here at Davin's Den for part three.
And we are back live, and not quite as good as we used to be. before we left, Joe, we were talking about all the shenanigans that was going on in New York City.
Yes.
So, like, I guess we could just pick up from there, because the latest one, there's been a whole theme to this. The latest one was President Bloomberg, maybe one day.
God forbid.
Mayor Bloomberg wants to ban, it's safer now, wants to ban Big Gulps. sweet drinks, Joe. Now, that's something that hits close to your home, doesn't it?
It's none of his business. Stay out of our personal lives.
But feel free to frisk us whenever you want.
You
want to
know something? If there were Big Gulps in the paper robbing banks, you know what? Maybe you want to get rid of some of the Big Gulps, okay?
But just round them up, hanging out at the 7-Eleven.
Frisk them, pull their straw, go, make sure they're okay, take some of the ice out of them. But when it comes to software, it's none of your business. It's none of your business. Mind your own business. Stop taking our personal freedoms. We want to have a big gulp, we'll have a big gulp. We want to smoke, we want to smoke. Leave us the hell alone. If you're so damn concerned, worry about the taxes. Keep on top of the unions. Oh, yeah, it's great for the unions to screw us and overtax us and pay people way over what they're supposed to get. But Christ almighty, if you have a big gulp, asshole.
Now, Jeff, you do realize that the life expectancy of somebody living in New York is 3 years longer than the average American.
Really? In that city? Who the hell wants to live 3 years longer in New York City?
Lots of people do.
Really? Oh, I love, lots of people do. It's good when people want to take our person.
Listen, man, I'm the one against everyone. You can't flip it around, Joe. I've been against all of this stuff. I've been consistent. You're the one who flip-flops about what affects you. You know,
you want to know something? If he told me that stopping drinking big gulps would keep crime down, well, maybe I won't drink big gulps anymore. But it doesn't. It doesn't. And I've never seen a big gulp rob a bank. I've neither seen a big gulp.
Have you ever seen a black guy rob a bank?
Yeah. And you want
in person?
Oh, yeah.
In person?
No, not in person.
Then what are you talking about?
Let me tell you
something. Only in the movies.
Let me tell you something. When they show all those closed circuit cameras and somebody's beating an old lady, oh, it's not a big gulp. Guess who it is? Some of the people that are suspected in the stop and frisk. So don't give me this horse shit that it's all, oh, you know, you can't flip-flop. I could flip-flop if I want. Because it's not racism, it's realism.
But what about the fact that, you know, the cost, all these health costs are through the roof. And sugary drinks have been linked to obesity.
All right, why don't we do this? Instead of worrying about short drinks, how come nobody's really interested in tort reform? Okay, and really going off the tort reform. Okay?
Don't change the subject.
I'm not changing
you
the subject.
You just did.
It's part of the subject. No, and I'll tell you why. Because tort reform is part of the reason why there's all these malpractice suits. And the reason that there's all these malpractice suits is driving the insurance rates up for doctors, and they can't practice. And it's making them it's making it tough to practice. And it's driving the medical costs up. Okay, so it's not just a sugary soft drink. It's a lot more than that, okay? And why isn't the mayor or any of the politicians looking into that? You know why? Because before they became politicians, they were lawyers. They were lawyers. They didn't sell soft drinks. They didn't run a business. They didn't try to make a buck as a private small business. No, they were lawyers, and they're covering for the other lawyers, okay? That's what they're doing. So it's just nice and easy to blame the whole health crisis on soft drinks instead of looking at more of the realistic things that are causing a lot of the problems with healthcare nowadays.
They just want you to live longer. It's the same thing as seatbelts.
They want us to live longer.
It's the same thing as seatbelts.
So they could tax
you were,
us. They want us to
hold
live.
On,
because
hold on.
We can't retire. We can't retire.
You were on board for the seatbelt laws.
The seatbelt law? Hey, you want to know something?
You were on board for that. You're all over the place. I'm consistent. I don't like any of this. I don't like it. You're all over the place, though. I don't like any of these things taking away my personal freedom. I am actually on the right on this. I'm more Republican than you are on this. I don't like the seatbelt laws. I don't like the smoking laws. I don't like any of this shit. You are going like, you're picking and choosing like it's a buffet.
No, statistically, you know, drinking.
This ought to be good. What statistics do you got?
Statistically, more of a chance of getting in a car accident than you do dying from a fucking big gulp.
No, Joe, no, it's not from a big
gulp. Come on, real.
And, you know, unless it's a mouse, you're not going to drown.
Cut it out.
No, you know what?
Cut it out.
You just can't handle the fact that you're all over the place.
Stop it.
You're all over the place. It's the same principle, though.
It's the same.
If they're protecting you from one, then they should be able to protect you from...
It's a whole different thing that protecting me from a tree that's coming up to me at 90 miles an hour than a soda. Okay.
No, it's not, because soda leads what they're saying is it leads to obesity, which leads to diabetes and heart disease and fat people who can't get out of a burning building and then firemen have to get them and they get hernias and they, you know, it leads to a whole thing. Listen, I don't like any of these things. Mm. I'm the consistent one.
All right, you want to know something? Screw the seatbelts. Take them out. I won't wear my seatbelt, okay?
I have to wear my seatbelt because my car yells at me. Do you have one of those cars that yell at you for not wearing? Bing, bing! Bing, bing!
I used to have a Mazda that used to bawl you out.
Oh, it's like fine. You know what? I'd rather be uncomfortable. I can't listen to this noise.
I remember one time I had a Mazda, and I had my mom. I was taking my mom to go somewhere, and she gets in the car, and she's not wearing a seatbelt. And why is the car yelling at me? And I'm like, because you're not wearing your seatbelt. Well, I'm not putting the damn thing on. I go, the car wants to put it on, you to put the seatbelt. I pay half of its car payments. You tell the car to go to hell. So...
Just have a conversation. What is it, Kit?
Yeah. My mother's dying.
Michael, don't tell me to go to hell.
The lady is mean to me, Michael.
Listen, I don't like this law. Statistically speaking, they actually did a poll today, though, and most Americans most New York City residents don't like this law
because
either.
It's every day we're giving up our free. We can't say words anymore. We can't drink a soda. We can't
be black and walk down the street anymore.
You can't be dressed like a gangster
and drink a big gulp
and drink a 40.
drink a 40.
You can't look like, you want to know something? You could drink a soda, but when you're walking down the street looking like a suspect, then you expect to be treated like a suspect.
Wow, you are a racist.
I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. Damn it! Look at the people.
Here's the weird thing about this law. There's a couple of weird things about that. There are exemptions like convenience stores and grocery stores. That's where you buy your big sodas. I mean, if I'm in a convenience store and I got a long ride, I'm buying a big gulp so I can drink it and piss in it.
Yeah.
You know, I am recycling.
Wait until the no peeing in your car rule comes out. Now you're really going
to
be.
We'll get to other things you can't do in your car soon. That was a story about that this week too. But here's another thing. You can order 2 32-ounce sodas. You can't order 1 32-ounce soda, mm-hmm. but you can order 2 16.
Why? Because you could tax the sodas twice.
Interesting. I didn't think about that.
You could tax the sodas twice.
See, I think it's more expensive to do this because this is environmentally unfriendly. You're using twice the paper if it's a paper cup, twice the plastic if it's a plastic cup, and twice the energy used to recycle the paper or put it in a dump.
That's a very good point.
That's the only type of points I make.
Well, let's not get crazy.
So I don't think this is – listen, I don't like any of this shit. But don't you miss the days in New York City when you could bang a hooker, smoke a cigarette, chug a large soda, and get your windshield cleaned by a hobo all while being double parked? Wasn't that the good old days?
Well, why don't come up, man, if I clean your window.
But, you know, you like to say – how safe the city is, and it is safer now.
Yes.
This is all part of it, though. I mean, taking things away that New York was known for.
Yes.
So then you like it.
Yeah. It's.
Do you feel safer in New York now?
Absolutely, yes.
So then it's all been worth it.
Yeah, it is.
Do you miss the strip clubs?
No, not really. Not really. If, you know.
You know, the safety does lead to more tourism coming into New York City.
Yeah, the only thing is I hate those dopey rubes that wander around.
Dopey rubes that wander around?
Yes.
Maybe if they were stopped and frisked, they wouldn't wander.
Maybe they wouldn't. If you saw fat people with bad hats and stuff like that, trucker's hats and stuff like that.
Trucker's hats.
They'd be getting stopped too.
I think the government of New York City now feels that all the major issues have been resolved, so let's move on to soda.
And that's another thing.
They're bored.
They shouldn't be bored.
They're bored.
They should be, you know, stop looking at the ball game.
I'm waiting while you stutter.
No, I'm not, because I'm watching the ball game.
I can talk and watch.
It's a nice TV. I don't have the money to afford a TV like that. I don't have a TV that nice.
All the proceeds from this show.
Anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, the city thinks apparently that everything's been solved.
That's the problem, because they're clueless. You have a millionaire mayor that has no clue what it's like to bust their ass, to live paycheck to paycheck, to pay the tolls.
What's that have to do with large sodas?
But I'll tell you why. To pay the astronomical tolls. You're busting your ass trying to pay your bills. You're living paycheck to paycheck. You're paying one of the highest taxes in the country. You've got tolls that are astronomical.
You'll be paying them on the way to Uncle Vinny's this week.
The cab fares are going up. The tolls are going up. And what is the mayor concerned about? Whether you're having a big gulp? He's a clueless asshole.
All right, guess you won't be voting for him for a fourth
Absolutely
term.
Absolutely not. Yeah, well, unless he opposes that he can have one again.
Well, that's what he does.
Yeah.
I just think it's kind of ironic that the city that wants to get rid of the large sodas proudly hosts the hot dog eating contest every 4th of July. Talk about shit that's no good for you. Yeah, eat 50 hot dogs. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, buddy, I know that's in it. Pat Fibonacci's in that.
He's in the hot dog eating contest?
Yeah, he's one of the hot dogs.
He's going to need a fucking big gulp to wash that shit down.
I have to pay. I know he's going to need 2 small gulps.
Are you going to go and watch him?
No, I'm sure he'll do fine on his own. I mean, he's a really good guy. He's a nice guy. I'm not taking a train into the city to watch.
But, I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, every 4th of July, home of the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, you know.
There's a lot of controversy with that stuff. If you're in that thing.
To tell.
There it is. If you do another contest. You're void from doing their contest because they want you exclusive. It's like working for a club. It really is.
The hot dog club.
The hot dog club.
We got your wiener right in between the buns where we like it. Well, I'll tell you what. There are still some things that you can't eat. One of those things, Joe, is people. There's been a new trend in the past week. There was one story, I'm like, I'm not going to cover it. But there's been a trend in the past week of people eating people. And people who eat people are the luckiest people of all, Joe. I guess the first story was this guy in Miami, Florida. I'm sure most of you guys know this. Was all hopped up on this drug, called Epsom salts. So he does what you do when you're hopped up on a drug. You take off your clothes, you find a homeless guy with a nice beard, and you start munching on his face.
You start snickety-snacking him on him.
Joe, what music are you playing? I don't recognize this.
I thought this was the I.E. Cannibal song.
It was, Joe. I was trying to do it in a way that you could introduce it nicely. As opposed to what you just did. Why, Javin, this is what you prepared before the show. Why are you asking me this question?
Exactly, you asshole.
You suck. You're not very good.
I'm very good. You've got the skills of a robot.
Not really, no.
Let me just play the song and let the song explain itself.
Well, that song's talking about eating cattle.
What song are you going to play, Joe? Shut up.
I was asking so you could introduce the song.
Oh. Hey, you, what are they?
So the guy goes to town on this guy's face.
Yes.
The cops get called in. Yes. Tell him, stop chewing on that man's face. He does not. Instead, he looks up from said chewed face and growls.
Hey, you know what? Stop watching the fucking... Don't bawl me out while you're watching a Yankee game.
I can do both.
No, you can't.
Surely I can.
No, you can't. You're distracting me.
How am I distracting you?
Because you're not looking at me. You need to look in my eyes like we're on a date doing this shit, not at the Yankees.
No, you're not getting any with this. Anyway, go on.
Yeah. But you got to give it to the guy. I mean, he's hardcore. I mean, it's
you got to give it to the guy.
Oh, shit. The guy growls at you.
Let me tell you something. If I'm going to eat a face, it's not going to be a homeless guy with a beard. That's the last face I'm eating.
Really?
Yeah.
What face would you eat?
A 21-year-old girl's face. Without acne. I don't want to be eating pimples.
Oh, they're crunching whiteheads and stuff like that.
All of a sudden, it's like I'm eating fucking Twinkies. I'm getting
That's
a cream
disgusting. Filled. Really, we'd rather eat a face, though. But we're going to draw the line.
Yeah. Same faces I don't want to eat.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't want a greasy face.
No, I don't want a pimply face, a greasy face.
I don't want a bearded face.
I don't want a bearded face. A nice, smooth face.
I think supple lips would be nice.
Yeah.
Big cheeks. Chubby cheeks?
Yeah.
I think you want a fat chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're gonna go to town for a while on that.
Yeah, you feast.
Yeah, you feast.
It's like a buffet for cannibals.
So they say this guy was burned. The reason why it happened was he's taking these drugs called Epsom salts, or bath salts. No, bath, excuse me. Am I wrong? I don't know what that is.
No, they're actually, they're not Epsom salts. They're actually called bath salts.
Bath salts.
And I think they're actually fucking bath salts.
No, they're not. We've been going back and forth on that. I think they're not. But the thing is, the reason he takes off all his clothes is because he's burning up.
Yes, it gives a sensation that you are burning up and you're on fire.
But it said his organs were on fire. Like, I didn't know if that meant they were really burning up or it just feels like that.
No, it feels like that. They're not on fire.
Talk about heartburn. Huddle-a, huddle-a.
What inning is it?
That's the Baltimore-Boston game.
There's a base hit.
So then there's another... So then there's another guy in Maryland who eats his roommate's heart and brain.
Right.
Who's the guy that did this? It looked like a black guy, so if he was in New York, they would have stopped him.
Oh, yeah. It was a black guy. Oh, my God. These people deserve to be eaten. They don't even have normal names. Come on. Alexander Kenya ate Kuja Agayag Cody's brain. Oh, fuck him. And he deserves to be a snack.
You deserve to be a snack. You are snack worthy. You're a little Debbie.
Yes. In another horrifying incident human flesh eating this week, a student in Maryland allegedly admitted to devouring his roommate's brain and heart. How many times you hear that? Yeah, that was me.
At least once a week.
Alexander Kenya, a 21-year-old Morgan State University student, admitted to murdering his roommate Cujo Bonsafo Igali Cody, who was reported missing last Friday. With a name like that, holy smokes. It sounds, I don't know. Looks like a ritual.
It's gone now.
Yeah.
And then there was a third. All in a period of a week, there was a third one. And this was a gay porn star.
Who they actually caught today.
They caught him. They saw that. From a
sucker.
Bone smuggler. Anyway, he was living in Canada. And he was a horrible human being,
yes.
As it turned out. Like, he tortured kittens and talked about doing horrible things to people.
Yes.
So he ate this Chinese guy, and then he went on the lam.
Well, theoretically, he just changed his diet.
No, he went to Europe, and they found him at an internet cafe where he was looking up stories about himself. Like, he wanted to be famous on the internet.
Really? And, well,
yeah,
he was.
Yeah, there he was. Hey, that's me.
Apparently, he's famous on the news,
Do I have fingernails in my teeth?
I'm trying to pick up. Hey, come here. It's me, man. Look at this.
Look at me. Now, let me ask you a question. So, the guy that this guy ate, the gay porn star ate, he was a Chinese guy. If you eat a Chinese guy, you going to be hungry half hour later?
Yeah. Coming back. Well, this also was a gay porn star. Now, if you're
another... I said that.
Can I finish the sentence?
Well, you said also.
Can I finish the sentence? Why don't you watch the ball game? I'll finish the story.
All right, Joe, finish the show.
He was also a gay porn star, which means if you were on the receiving end of him, wouldn't you be kind of nervous?
I was saying, you know what? If you're letting the gay porn star as a cannibal blow you got to get hazard pay. Yeah, I mean, you got to get paid extra. Because you know what? It starts with some nice lips and everything, a little saliva. Next thing you know, he's munching on it. Listen, we've all been grazed by a tooth. It's one thing to be grazed. It's another one to become a Scooby snack.
It's enough when you get grazed to put the fear into you. Now you're looking down, and the man that is performing the act on you is a cannibal. Is a cannibal.
I eat cannibals.
With a track record.
Well, does this guy give a new meaning to the phrase, eaten out?
Unbelievable. Yeah, this guy's a real card here. The case began when a package containing a severed foot was opened at the ruling Conservative Party headquarters.
Listen, you do something like that, you want people to know.
Yeah, what could this be? A foot.
Like you wouldn't send one to Bloomberg.
Yeah. A hand was discovered at a postal facility addressed to the Liberal Party of Canada. So let's see, he doesn't like the Liberals. So the Liberals, there must be like meanings of this. Why does the Liberals get a hand? And the Conservative Party gets a foot. You know why? Because everybody's looking to boot the Conservative Party, and everybody's trying to give a hand to the Liberal Party. That's a meeting in there, okay?
No, the Liberals will give you a hand up and help you, and the Conservatives are going to put a foot in your ass unless you're rich. No. There's a meeting there, stupid.
No,
we can
not.
Win. Two people can
there's
play your
not.
Stupid games.
No, there's not.
You thought you were so smart when you wrote that down. I'm going to get them here.
A torso was also...
A torso. You know, torsos will wind up any place. That's the thing about torsos. Willy-nilly with my torso.
The guy, not for nothing. The guy had an agenda, you know?
He was a doer.
He was a doer with a plan.
Now, Joe, thank God they caught this guy. Because the guy was on the run for a while. Because if not, I think this was a job for the Green Lantern.
I've been there. Come on down and we'll spray my spray in your face.
Myself. I think that's what he was doing in his movies.
Yeah, really, yeah. Torso was found in a suitcase in a garbage dump in Montreal outside Magnata's apartment building. Well, where else would you put? Let's see.
We have silence now.
Yes.
There you go. No, never mind, Joe. Just make sure you talk into the mic.
Yes.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
Then write it down. Don't make these gestures.
I snap and I point to the microphone.
How the hell do I know? Maybe you're telling us we're on the air. I know that.
God, all of a sudden I wish a fucking cannibal would eat Joe.
Really?
He'd be a tender treat.
God almighty, you've got the subtlety of an anvil.
And you got the ability of an anvil. You know what one of the listeners called you? This is the guy that stutterers. Hold on,
I'm calling you the guy that can go fuck himself. But anyway, the video posted online shows a man stabbing another man with an ice pick while the victim lies naked and tied up. Sounds like a dream day. Will you stop watching a goddamn ball game?
Jesus Christ, Joe, just do your fucking thing.
No, stop watching the ball game and pay attention.
I am paying attention to you.
No, turn the ball game off. Where's the
good? No, because I want to see the results of Wisconsin in a half an hour.
Really?
Yes, because they're doing the recall election tonight.
Oh, I'm sure you're interested in that.
I am.
Okay.
Go on. So they stab with an ice pick.
They're doing the recall election? What, because the guy's fighting the unions?
That's the reason.
Yeah, well, you know what? They shouldn't do the recall election because the unions have no right. It's about time.
We'll save that. Just fucking do your ice
picking. No, we're going to talk about it.
I'm not talking about it now. Talk about your ice picking. We're talking
about the ice pick right now.
We're not going back to ice picking.
All right. This guy, okay. Are you paying attention again now?
As much as I can.
All right. This guy was also a creep.
Really? He wasn't a swell guy, Joe?
He wasn't a swell guy. You know, I mean, you put a foot in a bag and you put a torso in a dump and then you send some guy a hand. You know, you're just a regular guy. However,
the neighbors never suspected it.
Yeah, well.
That's because all the neighbors were eating.
Yeah, right. Or here it just heard soaring at the middle of the night. An online video shows a man who looks like Magnata committing violent acts against kittens. Kittens. Who could do that against kittens?
This guy.
How could you hurt a kid? What kind of prick hurts a kid?
Probably like bit off their lips and shit.
Oh, how could you hurt? Kittens are cute.
I don't know, Joe. I'm not a fucking serial killer. I could see how somebody could do that to you, but I don't know why you would do it to a kitten.
Yeah, I just don't. For nearly 2 years, animal rights activists have been looking for a man who tortured and killed cats and posted videos of it online.
Well, you want to get a lot of hits. You hope that goes viral.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get him on the show.
Yeah. He's got alter egos. His birth name, Eric Clinton Newman, and Vladimir Romanov.
Newman!
Newman. Vladimir Romanov. I'm Vladimir Romanov. I'm going to cut off your foot and mail it to the Conservative Party.
I'll tell you what. You kept that accent out even as you fucking butchered it.
Right.
That's dedication. He
will be described as white, 5 inches tall, with blue eyes and black hair.
White, 5 inches tall? You just said, what is he? How is this guy eating faces? He's 5. Get away from me, you little cannibal.
He's a mean little fucker.
5 inches tall? How is he a porn star? What, do you shove him in your ass? Hey, stop biting in there. Knock that off. He's white and 5. Well, if he was black, he'd be 10 inches tall. Huddle-a, huddle-a. He's white.
He's like the chicken.
Get away, you little cannibal.
Get off and stop.
See the fucking kitten smacking him around like he's a mouse?
He's biting my ankle. Hey, you.
You know, you think I'm not paying attention, but oh, I am. I hear the shit you're dealing. Oh,
5 feet, 8 inches tall.
That's a lot different than 5 inches. He's white and 5 inches tall. He looks like an average man's penis. With an ice pick.
Let's see. He had a transsexual former lover. I bet he was once a guy, but crunch. Now you're a woman.
You don't need no surgery. Come here. Let me have a nibble.
His transsexual former lover says Magnata wanted to kill animals and people when they dated more than a decade ago. That's what he told him that.
Is that a deal breaker for you if you're in a relationship?
I would think, well, if you want to kill other people, no. If you want to hurt little animals, I draw the line.
Yeah, you're a nice man.
He used to punch himself in the shower and start fights with strangers in the streets.
Sounds like Jersey Shore.
Yeah, really.
Hey, what's the situation doing?
Loved mind-altering drugs and worked at a strip club in Toronto.
Not going there.
Yeah.
Fucking Canucks.
They found him. He was not a nice man.
Here's my question. There's been a whole cannibalism thing. And the summer's coming on. What's more important for your health right now? Putting on sunscreen or putting on hot sauce?
I think putting on sunscreen.
Sunscreen?
Sunscreen.
I still think hot sauce, because you know what? If you're eating a face, you don't want it to be extra spicy.
Yeah, but
that's because it gives you the shits. You know how hard it is to shit out a finger?
Especially get stuck sideways.
Hey, wait a minute. Why am I getting the bird from the turd? I made a rhyme. Let me put my pants down baggy and I will rap about this shit. I think when somebody does something like this, when they kill and also eat, I think they're more crazy than your average run-of-the-mill serial killer.
Really, you think?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I mean, but that's just my opinion.
I'm going out on a limb on this. They're nuts.
Well, they're all nuts.
You know, but on the one thing, let's see, the man eating another face, well, that's due to the drugs. This one, okay, let's
give you like this. That excuses it.
All right. Well, no, it's the guy that eating the face of another man, that is due to drugs. And the two other ones, they're just out of their goddamn mind.
They're just assholes.
They're just out their goddamn mind.
So I'm thinking for safety's sake, we got to do all our future shows at the compound. He's well armed.
Yes.
He knows how. But they were calling
those. He's trained in killing zombies.
But that's what I was going to say. They call it zombies. Yeah. It's not zombies. It's not zombies. These people aren't dead.
I know. They're just crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But they're not zombies. They're giving zombies a bad name, Joe.
They most certainly are.
They've ruined zombies.
They ruined zombies. See, because with a zombie, zombies are just trying to get their next meal, and they're not really bothering anybody.
Unless you're that next meal.
Unless you're the next meal and you got problems. You know what? These guys are crazy. The zombies don't do drugs.
Huh.
Have you ever seen a zombie do drugs?
I haven't seen a zombie.
See?
I haven't seen a cannibal, though, either, except on Gilligan's Island. Yes. And those cannibals seem nice enough.
Yes, right. But you never seen a drug that sees the zombies? They're trying to live a nice life. It's just snacking on people, you know, if they're hungry. When they're hungry, they're like a lion.
It's a great way to solve the homeless problem.
Just have them snack on the homeless.
Exactly.
That ain't a bad idea. Huh. Drop them off at a shelter. You know what? You know, anybody know zombies? We'll drop a couple off at a shelter.
Okay.
Or as it'll be known that night, the buffet.
It's not really a fucking shelter. It's like a fucking cage.
Yeah.
You give the homeless one last nice meal, fatten them up, and there you go.
Yum, yum, eat them up.
I got to tell you, though, if I'm a cannibal, I'm not eating dirty people.
Really?
No.
You're drawing the line.
I am drawing the line.
Well, let me ask you a question. You're gonna eat intestines. You're going to be having your face.
I don't know if I'm going to eat intestines. I don't eat intestines of chicken.
What would you have? What would your, like, you know, some people like white meat, dark meat. What would your meal consist of?
You know what? I think you, if you can get thigh on a fat person, I think you'd have to look at people as veal.
Mm.
You definitely want the people that don't move around to it. You're big gulp drinkers, if you will.
Right.
You don't want people, because you don't want an athlete, because that's going to be kind of stringy.
It's going to be very stringy. It's going to be tough meat.
Yeah.
But you want to watch, you know, your people that really the fatso's there, because what's going to happen is you're going to get, you know, they're going to be very fatty.
I understand that. I understand they're going to be fatty, but we're just talking about, like, delicious. Like, I like pastrami, and it's not good for me.
Right.
So I'm going the same approach. Like, if I'm going to have a zombie meal,
right,
this is what I'm going to have.
Right.
And I would also think the younger is the better, too. Get yourself a nice 7-year-old, 4-year-old.
Nah, I don't want
too
that.
Old?
No, nah, too young. Well, get a nice 22-year-old.
I'd rather fuck that first.
Well, you could do that.
Well, now I'm not really just a cannibal. I'm a rapist and a cannibal. And I think there's something distasteful about that.
But actually, well, not really, because when you get to that point...
Well, that was some of the...
take an apple, take the whole
That was
part.
Some of the thing that the gay cannibal was doing. He was, like, having sex acts with the court, with the people when they were dead.
Mm.
Why not do it while they're alive?
Yeah, I know.
Say my name.
And while they're all together.
Yeah. Look at them. This guy's falling apart over here.
Give yourself a handy with the hand that you got left over.
Fucking great.
Really?
Finally, it's being done right with your hand.
Yeah. Finally, I told you to grip it. Grip it.
I don't know. How long until an author comes out with a book romanticizing cannibals that gets all the middle-aged women and, like, teens all hot and bothered? Because we've done it with vampires.
50 Shades of Blood.
I like that. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's...
Sauce.
And the Sorcerer's... Thank you, Joe. I had nothing. I went down that... I don't think Sorcerer's Sauce was all that, but it was way better than the Dead Air I was about to go in.
Beats Dead Air.
Yeah,
Davin's Den always beats Dead Air.
Usually.
Usually.
But you know what? Perhaps people are not the worst thing for you that you can eat.
Really?
I think there might be something worse.
And what would that be?
McDonald's. I like McDonald's. I don't like the food, but I own the stock and it does very well for me. For the second time in a couple months, though, we have a case of kids in this case, an 18 and a 14-year-old, prostituting themselves for a McDonald's meal.
Yeah.
I ask you, I mean, the girl says she's charged in the past, the 18-year-old says she's charged in the past $200 an hour.
Mm.
But now she's settling for a meal at McDonald's. Is this just further proof that we really are still in a recession?
Yes, it is. Most certainly. I mean, you can't charge. I mean, you know, I'll buy you for $100. I'll even do. All right. Well, make it 2 cheeseburgers and you got a deal.
Can you imagine? Just fucking do it for the money and go someplace nice.
Yeah, really? Yeah, really. Get something fancy.
I got no problem with you prostituting. I got your problem in choices of food. That's where my issue is. I mean, but here's you're the guy. You pay for the hooker. And everything.
I love the way you immediately make me the guy.
Well, you're the one more likely.
Really?
Yes.
Now, why is that?
Look at you.
All right, so I'm the guy.
What do you buy a hooker after you're fucking done?
A breath mint.
Okay. No, but I mean, you're giving them do you give her the Big Mac? Do you let her supersize? Or are you just getting let her get something off the dollar meal? Or has this been negotiated beforehand?
It would be negotiated beforehand.
So you're laying out about $8.67 on the high end. That's basically what you're laying out to get laid. Now the girl looked like a pig.
Yeah.
I don't mean like a fat girl. I mean she actually looked like a pig.
Which is curly tail.
Exactly. If I'm into prostitutes, that's a good fucking deal. Mm. I mean, that's my lucky day.
Right.
Don't you agree?
Yeah, I'm a cheap. They just want a simple meal. Now, how long do they want? What sex acts are the...
Various. You know, listen, I'll take a handy for a Happy Meal. I mean, that's a good fucking trade.
I get to keep the toy, though.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because, like, the 18-year-old did admit that she was going to take some of the 14-year-old's money. What a bitch. She's going to take some of the 14-year-old's money, but she was going to let the 14-year-old keep the toy Happy Meal. She's not completely heartless.
You never could trust an 18-year-old hooker, because they're always so...
I haven't seen what the 14-year-old looked like. They're not showing her picture.
Well, because she's 14 years old.
Those are the best type. You could teach them.
What's on your computer?
I will not say on the air.
And you will not download it, because that will be a felony.
Have you ever been solicited by a prostitute in a restaurant?
No.
Have you ever been solicited by a prostitute?
No.
I have.
Really?
Yeah, I turned him down.
Where?
Let's see, Ramon. I don't know if she was a prostitute. She just might have been a whore.
What's the difference?
Money.
Really?
Yeah. Ramada in Virginia Beach, when I was doing the comedy club Thurgood Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Went out to the parking lot to get something for my car, and this methy, cracky-looking woman offered me, like, a young, like 20s, mm-hmm. offered me a blowjob. It's very nice of her. Yeah. I said no.
Good, because there's probably a police van down the street.
No. Really? No, you can't have looking all cracky and be with the police.
Oh, that'd be funny.
And then another...
Busting this stupid, getting the cops thrown on.
Then another time, I think I was in Georgia. And I was going from my hotel to, like, the convenience store that was right there. And a young...
Was that when we were in Columbus? The Columbus room?
No, I think it was a different shitty hotel.
Because I remember that going across the street.
You know, it could have been. I don't think it was, though.
Yeah.
But she asked me if I wanted a... I think it was... Maybe it was Columbia, South Carolina.
That would have been...
No, that wasn't where I took you.
All right.
But she...
Doesn't sound good the way you put that.
I took you. But, yeah, she asked me if I wanted a date, which is very nice, because I'm a strange man in a strange town.
Yeah. Also wanted $467.
Here's the thing, though. Even though you know it's all about the money, it's still very flattering to be asked.
Because
they think you have means to pay for it.
And that's the way you feel yourself, feel that you're a man of money.
I do. I'm not a man of money, no. As my girl from Africa is finding out the hard way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I've never been. I know it's a common thing for comics to be a prostitute, to be with prostitutes.
Boy, that was a slip.
It's the truth.
That was a Freudian slip right there.
It's the truth, though. Yeah. But you know, you hear these stories.
Yeah.
I've never been with a prostitute.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, once.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell that story.
The one time I was working at this place, I was about. 17 years old.
This place? What was this place?
One of the fence companies I used to work at.
Okay.
And the boss felt we all worked hard, so we brought in a woman to blow us all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was she hot?
Yeah, right. I was 17. You know,
fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But the married guys too?
I forgot. I think the married guys too.
So after a hard day of working on the fence, she's got to go down on all those cocks?
Yeah.
That's a bad day to be a stripper. Yeah. I mean, a prostitute.
Good day to be me.
It's a good day. That's a fucking bad day, though. Would you do that now if you weren't married?
Now? No, I wouldn't do it now.
So if you're not married, no wifey.
Oh, if I wasn't married?
I just said if you weren't married.
Oh, I wasn't married. All right. Depends on the situation. Depends who it is, what it is.
Who it is? She's not high caliber enough for me.
If there's a Bo Peep laundry van hiding across the street with some guy peering through it.
Now, when this hooker was blowing everybody, was it everybody all in the same room at the same time?
No, we took turns.
Who goes first? The boss?
Yeah.
So you had to be last, one of the last ones, because you're the 17-year-old new kid.
That's true.
That sucks.
No pun intended.
I mean, was she tired by the time? Was she just like half-assed?
No, she was a trooper.
She was a trooper.
She was a trooper.
Were you wearing a condom?
No.
She's blowing everybody without condoms. Yeah. She's dead right now. Yeah. Wouldn't that be great if she walked up to you in a comedy club? Hey, I remember you.
I blew you 30 years ago in a fence company bathroom.
I can't believe she didn't wear a condom.
I don't, well, you know.
That had to be a big payday for her.
Oh, yeah.
How much did the boss pay?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
You know what? He could have just fucking gotten her McDonald's.
No, we wouldn't have got blown then.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Maybe McDonald's. Yeah, everybody gets blown. Now, did you want blown or did anybody get laid?
Nobody got laid. We got blown.
Not a bad day.
No, not at all.
I'll tell you what. Now, were you taking a blowjob or a Christmas bonus? I got a decision to make.
All right, as a 17-year-old kid, I would take the blowjob. As an adult, I'd take the bonus.
As a 17-year-old kid, that's like the best day of work ever.
That was the best day of work ever.
Yeah, I've never, you know.
That was the bestest.
Yeah, day. When I used to load trucks when I was 17 at UPS, you know what we got on Friday? Pizza fucking day.
Back then, fuck it, that was nice. That was the days. I used to work in a wood shop. We used to get
I bet it was a wood shop.
We used to get a case of beer at lunch. I'm sitting there drinking with a big saw going, drinking a Michelob.
At 17?
17, yeah. You didn't give a shit, though. Who cares? You're 17. Ain't nothing going to happen.
Just let it all hang out.
Yeah.
You know who else let it all hang out?
Who?
Woman in Florida.
Yeah.
Fucking driving on the highway. You know what? Hey, fucking tired. Need to take a little break. Need to feel good about myself. I need to give myself the attention that I deserve. Let me just pull over here on the interstate and take down my pants, pull over the side of the road, and just go to town on myself.
Diddle myself.
That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm fucking horny. I'm in the mood, and nobody's going to stop me. And you know what? People seem to like it. People are honking. Honk if you think I should go for three fingers. People are pulling back, circling around and everything. Just making a ruckus, enjoying themselves. Nice day on the interstate. Beats the hell out of paying a toll. And you know what? I'll pay the fucking tolls if girls are diddling themselves on the side of the road.
Yeah, really.
That's worth the toll then. But you know what? Then the cops come along, Joe. The cops come along, gets all out. She, the girl diddling, woman, 35 years old,
yeah,
diddling herself, gets a little upset.
Yep.
Tells her, hey, kiss me right there.
Yeah.
I don't want to go with you. Here's my tits. She's belligerent. They think, they're not sure, she might have been under the influence of alcohol.
I think so.
Which is why she wasn't the drunk of the week, because they're not sure.
They're not sure. It's still on the fence. I like that. The HOV lane, huge open vagina. Going down that
Again, way. Not an attractive woman.
No. Well, let's take a look. So,
who's the woman, Joe? Do we have a name?
The woman is Ashley Holton.
Sounds hot.
Yeah.
Not.
Well, Ashley does.
Ashley does.
Ashley is hot.
But she's holding my cock. No, sorry.
But 35 years old. Now, she looks a rough 35.
A rough 35.
A rough 35.
Like maybe she blew a bunch of fence guys earlier.
<That's> very funny.
I'll tell you what she's earned every one of those 35 euros. Cock and balls. Nothing but cock and balls.
Every wrinkle on her face was earned.
Fortunately, she has a cum as moisturizer.
Yes, the 35-year-old woman was arrested on May 26th for masturbating on Highway 484.
It's a good highway to masturbate on.
The way they make it sound, it sure sounds like it. You know,
if I'm masturbating, that's the highway I'm going on.
Oh, God.
Just saying.
Oh, good. Just take the wheel and diddle yourself.
Oh. Hold this.
Witnesses told authorities, after cranking one out, that Holton had slowed traffic for more than 30 minutes before deputies arrived.
Can you just can you imagine? You're sitting here, motherfucker, there better be somebody dead. Somebody better be dead. There better be a fire. Oh, she's diddling herself. Hold on, put this shit in park. Shut up, kids. Daddy's watching
something. Somebody better be dead, or there should be a dildo in action. I don't know.
You know what? If I'm stuck in traffic, though, I'm happy for that. Unless I gotta pee, and again, I don't have a big gulp, you know.
Because,
exactly. You know, I'm fucking happy. I'm encouraging her.
Witnesses also said that honking car horns only seem to encourage her. I guess they got a horny. Oh, that's a bad line. That line.
Woo!
That stinks like the upholstery of that car.
Holy I bet shit. When the police came, they thought she was some type of siren. Thought I'd pile on the shit
show. Oh, God almighty.
I lay
down a stink bomb like that. You have to
I just did that to make you. I wasn't going to.
You
was,
have to double deck.
Absolutely. Double deck. I wasn't going to let my pal go down there by himself.
Oh, my God. So when Marion County Sheriff's deputy approached her, Holton pulled up her shirt and bra, exposing her breasts and bra, including to the report. That's nice. Stick them up.
They are up.
She was arrested and taken to the Marion County Jail, where an officer attempted to put pants on her.
Ma'am, we're going to need you to put on your pants. Ma'am, we're going to need you to put on your...
But I like the attempted. Apparently, it didn't work out too well.
Well, I don't think she was going along.
No. She said that...
Have you ever heard of a resisting arrest by spreading your legs?
In a fantasy, yes, but not in real life.
Assault with a deadly vagina.
Assault with a deadly vagina. When an officer attempted to put pants on her, Holton kicked and bit her. Holton described her chomping as a love tap.
Just getting her in the mood.
Apparently, like the guys in the stories like a little while back did. Her alleged antics did not stop once she entered the jail, where she continued to resist the officers by spreading her legs, exposing her vagina, and telling the officers to kiss her there, and refusing verbal commands to cooperate. Now, sometimes if you do that, sometimes the verbal command is to cooperate. You know?
I would have said, listen, this is going to hurt you more than it hurts me.
Yeah, really. As you said before, she may have been under the influence of alcohol.
I find it hard to believe, Joe.
Yeah, she was charged with exposure of sexual organs, battery on a law enforcement, and resisting an officer, and disorderly conduct.
Have you ever seen somebody pleasuring themselves while driving?
No.
I'd love to.
Really?
I bet truckers get to see it a lot.
You know, they probably do. There was one time I was on a I was driving a truck, though, and I saw this girl. I think she was screwing this guy on the front seat because she had a look on her face like of ecstasy.
Maybe she was just on the gear shift, Jeff.
I'll take that, too.
Have you ever pleasured yourself while driving?
No.
Tell you what, man. Sometimes on these
don't want to hear it.
I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't.
Good.
But around 2 a.m., you need something to get you up. Gotta be mad. But, you know, this girl, this woman, in her defense, she was very safe. She pulled over.
Mm.
Why not just go into a rest area, though? She wanted a show.
Maybe she had to go somewhere.
What do you mean?
Maybe she was on the way somewhere. What if you pull over a rest area to run late?
Not shaking her hands.
I know. But what are you going to call? You're going to call in late because you were masturbating?
Well, I think that's a good excuse. Ay, ay, ay. I don't know, Joe. What the hell's going on with the world today? What's wrong with these people as I talk away from the microphone?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, listen, I think Florida's a great fucking state. You got zombies. You got people diddling themselves and everything. I think I want to move to Florida.
It's a fun place to be.
You know, it was not a fun place to be, Joe. These kids were seeing the movie Titanic in 3D. I don't know why any kids would want to see Titanic in 3D.
So they could get splashed by the water.
Okay. I can go to a McDonald's parking lot. You get splashed with something. So there's these kids and this guy behind him with his girlfriend. They're seeing Titanic and the guy's trying to tell him, hey, quiet down. I'm trying to watch the movie. Oh, yes, Joe, that is the music. Could you turn that up just a little bit? Yes, that's the Titanic music. It's very nice. Very peaceful music, Joe.
Yes.
Makes me think of being on the open ocean.
Yes.
So the kids apparently are not quieting down quite enough. And the Asian man falls off and bitch slaps a 10-year-old.
Shut up doing movie! Movie! King of World! King of World! King of World! Shut up now, King of World!
Now, the guy's name is Kim, says the boys were hitting him with popcorn and running up and down the aisles.
We'll not throw popcorn! Sit down, watch movie! Celine, they are very nice ladies.
Kim says he thought he was hitting a grown man. How many fucking grown men do you know that are running up and down an aisle throwing popcorn?
At a 3 foot high.
Well, any Asian man. Or a 5 inch. Well, actually, or 5 inch.
Right, yeah, you probably thought it was another Asian guy, right.
Do you believe Kim when he says he thought this guy was an adult?
Maybe in a dark theater, maybe he didn't know. That people can't see really good with their eyes.
Oh, you are a racist,
I'm
douche.
I'm not a racist.
A racist? Now you're saying it like they would say it. You're mocking them.
I'm not mocking them.
Have you ever seen a fight break out in a movie theater?
No.
I mean, I think it's come close to a couple. Usually it's a bunch of kids, though.
Yeah, because people are... I don't go to movies anymore. I haven't seen...
You can't afford them.
I haven't been to a movie in 5 years, because I won't go. I don't want to sit with people.
Not even Titanic 3D?
Not even Titanic 3D.
I've never had a fight with anybody in a movie theater.
Really?
I mean, people annoy me, but we're not going to throw down.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and here's the thing. If you have a problem, they have somebody making minimum wage that you could talk to about this.
Got a flashlight.
There's a 17-year-old usher that's trained to handle this. He's got, as you said, Joe, he's got a flashlight. He's trained in the flashlight and popcorn arts.
And obviously, you're dealing with somebody, you're yelling at somebody in the dark. Who knows, you know, the half the movie theater could be his friend.
Now, I wonder, because if it's a 3D movie, he's wearing the 3D glasses. I wonder if the kid thought it was just a fucking effect until he got hit. Wow, that fist is coming. Oh!
It was fucking good, man. That punch felt real.
Best movie ever.
Best movie ever.
Now if I could just feel her tit.
Or screw in an old antique car.
Huh?
He made love. Jack screwed the broad in the car.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No, I just get the soundtrack.
You saw Kate Winslet's tits.
Yeah, that's when people give a shit about her.
Yeah.
Nobody really cares anymore.
No.
It's kind of blown up a little. Maybe she's blowing guys for McDonald's.
She shows her tits, she'll be back.
Have you ever fetched to management?
No, but I walked out of a theater and demanded my money back because I couldn't deal with the people before the movie started.
Black people?
No, not black people.
I remember when I was a kid, I saw one of the Rocky movies. I don't remember which one.
Yeah.
And the fucking place is going nuts. They're cheering for him. Like, Sly's right there and it's real. Yeah. Like, here, knock him out, Rock! It's like really stupid. Really, we're doing this.
I saw Rocky 2 in the theater. The theater actually was on fire.
Really?
Ow.
Shut the shit off.
I can't stand that dame. I hate Celine Dion. She grates on me.
She grates on you?
Oh, shut up.
He's a little fucking annoying.
Went down on that ship.
Or went down on a ship.
Ugh. With that nose? Would you let Celine Dion blow you?
Yeah.
That big snout?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Feel like
I've been blown by worse.
Really?
Absolutely.
I feel like a toucan's blowing you.
I don't care.
Really?
Fucking give a shit. She's famous. I just fucking ruined her career. She doesn't pay me off. You're damn straight I'd let her blow me.
Okay. Agreed.
You like my logic, do you?
I like your logic. Okay.
Okay, I'll let Rosa...
Yeah.
Listen, if it can get me a pair, I'll let Roseanne fucking blow me, okay?
Really?
Absolutely. Uh-uh. Well, you know she's got enough spit.
How still and stop?
She's got enough spit.
You ain't coming on that stuff,
you just fucking blow me. You see her fucking grab her crotch and spit like she's doing the national anthem. Listen, if I can ruin a career or make money, I'm fucking doing it, because then I can pay for my love in Africa.
$427, is that exactly?
So do you think Kim should be sent... we're down to 80. No. Should Kim be sentenced to jail or forced to listen to the Titanic soundtrack for 10 years straight? Stumped ya!
I think jail, because... I mean, Christ, we couldn't take more than 5 minutes of this.
You can't beat the children.
Yeah.
You can throw popcorn on them. You can tattle them. You can't beat the children.
I would just love to punch the shit out of a 12-year-old.
Any random 12-year-old?
I was walking home one day, and I was
okay.
I was walking to get my car. It was in the shop, and I'm walking down the street, and some smart-ass kids start bleeping the horn, scared the shit out of me, and start laughing at me. So I stuck my head inside.
How old were you?
I was probably 45.
45. So some kids.
Right.
We're making fun of you.
Right.
And you're 45.
Right.
And you were upset because kids were making fun of you.
Well, they were goofing on me. So I stuck my head inside the car.
Weird. Last week you were 31.
Well, I stuck my head inside the car and threatened to kill them. And told them that I'll watch them die in their own blood.
What, are you a cannibal?
Yeah, right. And I don't think they'll be doing that anymore.
Really?
I'd love to punch a 12-year-old. Just an obnoxious fucking 12-year-old. Just deck that little motherfucker and watch him fall to the ground and go, knock it off next time. Understand? Or you ain't making 30.
Well, you know you're not taking an 18-year-old.
And I'm telling you right now, a lot of people would do that.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
I don't think you can hit a 10-year-old in a movie theater, though, over a popcorn incident.
But wouldn't you love... They should have a law. See, you want laws... They should have a law that says if you're obnoxious in a movie theater, regardless of your gender or age, you can have the shit pummeled.
Just in movie theaters?
Just in movie theaters, comedy clubs.
We'd never do a show. We'd be bitch slapping everybody.
That's true. All right, never mind comedy clubs. We have work to do there. But in a movie, you have the right to punch the shit out of somebody. It's like on the road. I like to get an old 1972 Dodge station wagon and weld I-beams on it and call it the ramming car. And if you're the dreamy bastard in the way, the ramming car has a right to just push you off the road.
Okay.
Yep.
Got a lot of anger.
Yeah.
All right.
Have you ever known me not to?
No.
Okay.
You're a very unpleasant human being.
I'm not an unpleasant human
being. You're not a pleasant
human being. I'm just somebody that's had it. I've had it.
I could tell by looking at it. Looks like you've had it several times on your face.
Really?
That's what I went with.
Really?
No. They're not all going to be home runs.
And not, apparently not. That was a foul ball.
Well, you know, Joe, maybe it all starts in the schools. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the public schools. Maybe
it is the public schools because kids, you can't hit kids anymore. And kids are...
You gotta beat your kids!
It's true. Because you can't discipline kids anymore. And because you can't discipline kids, kids have this sense of entitlement that they're untouchable. And they should have the shit beaten out of them. And they'll notice that they can't be touchable.
Well, let me ask you if this adds to the shittiness of the kids' youth. There's a charter school in California. They have these school dances. They're $15 to get in. All right. Seems kind of pricey for a school dance, unless it's a school lap dance. But anyway, $15 to get in. Really? So, really. So now what they're doing is they've created this VIP room where for an extra $5, you can hang out there, have a dessert bar, just be away from the regular riffraff of the 7th and 8th grade. VIP room in a charter school. Should schools be creating a system where money buys certain privileges?
No. You can't do shit like that.
They are.
There's not enough clicks in school. So what we'll do is we'll set up a VIP lounge.
The argument for it is, well, these kids got to learn somewhere. I mean, you pay more to get seated first on a plane. You know, it's that type of thing. You know, remember, you know, money moves shit. Money may, I mean, you could argue, I'm not arguing, you could argue, you just give the kids a lesson.
No, you got it.
I don't think we should be giving these kids that lesson.
I think at school, you show that, you know, not everybody wins, and, you know, everybody's not on the same plane, but not for nothing.
Clearly not everybody's winning if you don't have the $5. You're outside, bitch. now you have another reason to mock kids.
Yeah.
You know, if the awkwardness was enough, if the dress wasn't enough, if the hairstyle, if the sexual orientation wasn't enough, now they don't have $5 to pony up for the dessert bar.
For the VIP room.
The VIP room.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. If I'm a pedophile, that's the room I'm going for. Because if you can grab them, you know those parents have the money to pay for them back.
Right. And if you're a pedophile, you'll probably have, you'll be 35 and have the cash. But you'll probably look silly in there.
Can you just imagine you got like a bouncer outside there? And like, well, all the hot like 12-year-olds, look at me, hot 12-year-olds, getting waved in. Yeah. All the ugly ones, nope, sorry, can't let you in. Yeah. You're wearing that? I don't think so. Then
you a sophomore, get out of here.
Then all of a sudden the 12-year-olds have to show what will one day be cleavage just to get inside to the four. You know, you got a 14-year-old working the door.
Shows promise, you can go in, shows promise.
Sorry, sweetheart, you're still in a training bra. I don't think so.
No braces, man. No braces.
That's great. Look, I got a grill. Yeah, no, that's an orthodontic grill.
Yeah, I got a grill. Those are braces. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Those are grill. Those are braces.
How long until kids are performing sexual acts not for McDonald's but for access to the VIP room?
It looks like we're well on our way.
Yay!
It's the same price because what do you think? $5 is the same for like two little Big Macs and $5 is the same to get into the...
I'd rather have the dessert bar for $5.
They do have a dessert
bar. That's what I said. They have a dessert. I don't know what else they have in there. Oh, do they have bottles? No, they don't have bottles. What else do they have in there? Was it just a way to get away from the hub-drub of the average 8-year-old dance?
Yeah, they get swag. Probably like the school T-shirt.
Get fucking like swag.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they wrote in the article.
No, I believe you, Joe. I didn't think you were making it up.
Yeah. One assumes it's supposed to buy belonging and social security superiority, and so on and so forth. The velvet robe. It was ridiculous. I'd go. You know, though, the dessert bar looks good.
They didn't show a picture of the dessert bar.
But I can imagine what it would be good.
That's fucking probably devil dogs and ringdings.
Yeah.
For $5, you can. How about you bring your own damn snacks?
Prestige, my friend.
How about you bring your own damn snacks?
But it's the prestige of being in there, eating my ring.
Yeah, but now don't you feel like shit if you can't get in there?
That's the chance I'll take.
All right. Have you ever been?
I know people.
Who do you know?
The janitor.
He's got extra keys.
He's got extra keys.
How about you let me in the back? Yeah, come on, we'll say you're fixing the furnace.
Sneak in the back. Yeah, right. I'll sneak in the back way.
Have you ever been in a VIP room?
Not really, no.
Me neither. Really. I'd like to be in a VIP room. I've been in a green room.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be a VIP room. It's not really a VIP.
VIP puke. Yeah, puke, yeah. No, I never was in a VIP room.
Well, for $5.
Not for VIP.
No,
well, in junior high money, $5 is pretty good.
Yeah, your parents are paying for it. If you had a kid, would you give the kid extra $5?
No. I wouldn't. I would tell them to go screw themselves.
They probably are if they're of that age. You know, They're not all getting their fence boss getting blowjobs, Joe. They probably are screwing themselves. Thank you. I didn't know how to bring this up with you, Mom and Dad. But now that you're suggesting it, I feel less uncomfortable about having the Smurf sheets be a little sticky. You can't tell a kid to go screw himself.
Well,
piss off, you little fucker.
Okay. In the figurative sense.
I think I would pay for it for my kid. If it was in that situation, I think I would.
Well,
$5.
Let's see. If there was peer pressure.
Of course there's peer pressure.
Yeah, I guess.
Everybody wants snacks.
I guess. All right, if there was peer pressure.
It's a fucking fundraiser is what it is.
Yeah.
It's just a fundraiser for the school.
Yeah.
I would do it, though. If my kid was like, because it's not like, oh, you have to buy me a sports car.
Well, if my kid came up to me and said, give me $5, I'd tell him to go to hell. But if they say, well,
get a job.
If everybody's going, well, I'd tell him that, too. But if everybody was going in there and stuff like that, or he's a $5.
If everybody's going in there, though, it's no longer a VIP room.
Okay, but I bet every parent is giving them $5.
I don't know if every parent was. Really? Where's the remote, Joe? I want to see who won the election. Do we have that? Did I move the remote?
No.
Oh, here it is. Rule. I got the remote. I want to see who won the election.
All right. You're going to see who won the election.
Yeah, I want to see if Walker got recalled or not. Kind of interesting. Should get us to art. Hideki Matsui and the City Slicker?
Yeah, that was like a...
I know. We know the campaign spending. Just give me the results, stupid. You guys always have these results like a second out, unless it's going to be like too close to call. Pierce Morgan stinks.
Yes.
Jubilee highlights? First of all, I'm not going to anything called a Jubilee. Although a name with Jew, you would think it would be for...
I'm the queen.
Here we go. Hold on.
The queen looks good.
You'd bang her.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, fuck yourself.
She sounds like my GPS. Wow. It was like married... what the hell is this? Unmarried voters, Barrett wins over Walker. Married voters, Walker wins over Barrett.
All right, they haven't decided yet.
No, they haven't decided.
Still dicking around.
No union member in
hell. Save, stupid.
What? That's the type of face that's going to hit Wolf Blitzer. That's the type of face that gets eaten by a cannibal.
Yeah, that's true.
He's got the bearded cannibal face.
Unemployment right by the law slogan forward, but it seems like we've been moving backwards. We can do better. Mitt Romney.
We got plenty of time to talk about that shit. We're not going to do that.
I just read the ad.
No, you're very good at reading.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, very gifted.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got a couple minutes. I think, should we save the Facebook and do the perfume thing and then do Drunks in the News?
Let's save the Facebook thing.
Facebook's a nice little chunk.
When Pip rejoins us.
At some point, hopefully and then I can actually put her to work because she'll be done with this work test.
Yes.
And then you too are going to come up with some ideas so we can keep on doing some really cool things. We got some cool things lined up in the pipeline. But, all right. So there's, City Departure.
Yes.
There's these perfumes that are made to smell like some of the cities. All these different aromas and everything.
Right.
Do you happen to have any of the city smells? I know New York City was like lilacs from Central Park and apple or something.
You know what? I really didn't get to see. I didn't see what they were offering as the scents, because the scents is usually a general take on what the city, they think the city thinks.
Do you think they really think it smells that way?
No, I do not.
Is this a good idea? Good marketing? I mean, you know what? If you're getting somebody a souvenir... If you're getting somebody a souvenir, it's actually not a bad idea.
Right.
I mean, this you would think would do really well. This is perfect for airports where you just realize, oh shit, I forgot to get Uncle Betty.
Bullshit.
Good job, stupid Uncle Betty. The trans white 5-inch Uncle Betty.
Thank you, Davin. This is really nice. A new bra.
Uncle Betty.
We still love and accept you after the operation.
Retake. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
If you forget to get like Aunt Betty, like the souvenir plate from Manhattan or, you know, Budokan or wherever the fuck you're coming back from.
Yes.
You know, you see that at the airport. You know, it's not a bad idea. But so I thought, you know what, it'd be kind of cool if we came up with some perfumes. You know, my beloved is looking for makeup.
Really?
Maybe we could send her some of the perfumes.
Get her some of the perfume.
What?
I would get her the perfume.
I'm just going to fucking air bomb it over her. I'm going to fucking drone attack her. Yeah, like right. Like President Obama.
What is that?
Fucking load right in her face.
Moses got 427 names.
She's down to $80. All right. She got that paid off. Thank God. $80 for makeup. Does she not know how much shit costs?
Yeah, especially there. That's like a year's worth of beauty.
That's like $4,000.
$4,000.
Yeah. So I thought, you know what? They came up with New York City. I'll come up with New York City. So New York City, as eclectic as the city as you'll find anywhere. Hold on, Joe. I'm having a problem. Oh, here we go.
No, you misplaced your shit.
I did. As eclectic as the cities you'll find anywhere, this fragrance combines the pungent aroma of wino piss, a hint of falafel cart, with the rarest of fragrances, a splash of Coca-Cola from the extremely hard-to-find New York City Big Gulp. We guarantee you one whiff of this fragrance and every major and every mayor in New York will ban you. My New York City fragrance.
I like Tokyo. Smell of sushi and schoolgirls' panties.
I think they smell the same.
but they don't.
Okay, enlighten.
And that's where the beauty comes in. You'll have to buy a pair and sniff for yourself.
All right. San Francisco. No city is more fabulous than San Francisco. This fragrance combines the aroma of fresh-baked sourdough bread with a generous helping of anal ease. This is the only perfume that is not sprayed on, but instead injected directly into your butt in tribute to giant slugger Barry Bonds. Side effects may include a ginormous head and uncontrollable fistings.
I like Newark Liberty Airport scent. Nobody could forget that a beautiful Newark. The smell of crack and piss.
Kind of like my New York smell. Except you don't have a falafel cart and Big Gulp in there. There's the subtleties.
Yes.
Now, if you put too much on and you're in a burning building, does a mayor rescue you in the Newark fragrance?
Yeah, apparently the mayor's a superhero.
I wonder if he's gay like the Green Lantern.
Well.
No, he's not gay.
We never said he was gay.
Kabul, Afghanistan. Ladies, this is the fragrance that is destined to make you the happy victim of an honor killing. We combine the fragrances of millions of American dollars pissed away with salty virgin tears and mix it all up with the sperm of goats. This potpourri is the most expensive fragrance anywhere, but is guaranteed to make that certain Taliban creep take off your burqa and have his way with you. Our guarantee is if your family doesn't honor kill you, we'll send a drone in to do it ourselves.
I like Cleveland. You know what Cleveland smells of?
Steamers?
Desperation. It's the smell of desperation.
The official fragrance of our show!
Yes. So if you've ever been to Cleveland, it's desperation.
I don't know. Why do you say that about Cleveland?
It's a shithole.
We went to Cleveland. We had some paprika chicken.
No, we didn't. We had the hot dogs. Dennis had us go get the hot dogs.
No, he told us where to get the paprika chicken. We didn't stop for hot dogs.
Oh,
we didn't stop.
No, but
we had the paprika chicken. It was paprika chicken.
It was
a bunch of bullshit is what it was.
It wasn't paprika. I thought it was the hot dog place.
No, we didn't stop for hot dogs. Dennis just has hot dog places that he loves.
I gotcha.
We did not stop.
We'll probably stop there again.
I don't know if we're going to stop there.
How do you know? I'm looking forward to that.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't need the paprika chicken again.
Yeah.
It's a little overrated. Remember?
Yeah, it was.
This is fucking riveting radio. Yeah. Joe and Davin will discuss meals that they had a year again. Will they revisit the meal? Will they dine someplace equally well?
Stay tuned.
Will they blow a guy in the parking lot for some McDonald's? Who knows?
Stay tuned as the boys figure out what to do with chicken and the city of Cleveland.
So let's do a little drunks in the news. Anytime now. There we go. I forgot my term. Fuck.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
Joe, if you would be so kind, could you explain to the fine folks what happened in this story?
Okay. A man decided to cut his lawn and then go for a ride.
That can happen.
Yes, the man on the lawnmower is Charles Gray, a 69-year-old man from Wisconsin who likes to party and keep his lawn looking respectable.
Nothing wrong with that.
In the video that we were going to play audio to, but our computers suck dick tonight.
I guess it went to McDonald's.
An officer ignores his offer to go around, instead pulls him over on a wall in a Walgreens parking lot. Now, let me get this straight. He was cutting his lawn. He is now in a Walgreens parking lot.
I don't think he was actually cutting his lawn, Joe.
I
think he was just going for a ride. Yeah. But what I love about this guy's not only going for you got a squad car on you.
Yes.
You're probably not going the speed limit
right.
in a lawnmower. You probably can't get it up to 30, 35.
Right.
He's waving the cops to go around.
Yeah.
I love the fucking balls of that. What? Go what? Go around. I'm good. I got a bag on the mower.
You ever seen those car chase shows when the cops do that maneuver and clip the corner of the vehicle and it spins out?
Fucking spins out.
The fucking lawnmower clips the
fucking grass shavings going everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, no. He went into the weeds, which are now nicely manicured, I might say.
Now, this guy lost his driver's license, I believe, Joe.
Mm.
Yes, he's lost his driver's license.
Yes.
His argument was, I didn't realize I couldn't drive a lawnmower because he was drunk.
Yeah. At a 0.21 BAC.
What's BAC?
Alcohol content.
It's a reasonable argument. He's not driving a car. Not driving something you need a license for.
But once you take something you don't need a license for and are driving down the right lane of a highway, I think you kind of have to have some accountability. If you're drunk and cutting your lawn and you're on your lawn, that's your business. But when you're...
that's your business.
It is your business.
I agree.
You have some beers and cut your lawn. But when you decide to jump on the highway...
I don't think he was on the highway.
Take it on the road. Yeah, he was.
It was on the highway?
He was on the highway.
I wonder
of course
if
he's on a highway. How do you get a Walgreens parking lot? You know, he went through his behind one.
Too bad it wasn't in Florida. He could have had the masturbating chick hop on the back.
Well, that would have been fun. I would have paid to see that.
I don't know. I didn't know it wasn't a law. Mm. Have you ever drunken mowed your lawn?
No.
Do you have a riding mower?
Yes, I do.
Do you? I'm surprised you've never drunken mowed.
You know why? Because I usually equate drinking beer with hanging out and relaxing. So when you're cutting the lawn.
Really? I always equate you drinking beer as breathing.
No, that's true. That's true. I smoke my cigars on the lawn.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you can't get arrested for doing that.
No, can't. No.
It's funny, though. Around here in work, we'll see those, like, I don't know if they're lawnmowers, but they're shit that go really slow and look like they could cut grass or wheat or whatever, and they're on the fucking road.
They're called tractors, stupid.
Maybe that's what they're called.
Yeah.
They never wave to go around, Joe. They just do 10, and it's like a fucking caravan of going nowhere.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
It's like, get the fuck out of the way.
Nope, gotta wait there, gotta wait
there. I'm doing 10, and I'm gonna love it.
Yep, it's tough shit on you. I got my big old orange triangle, and that means...
My big old, like they are the Amish.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Dead heat in Wisconsin, recall exit poll. Look at this shit.
Good.
Doesn't... Good. Imagine they have to go to. Well, they're going to do a recount of this thing. Now, usually we do. Usually beforehand, I say the Benjamin Franklin drunken dictionary drinking term, but we'll do it towards the end of the bit. It means according to Benjamin Franklin, going down the list in alphabetical order. Last week was boused, so obviously he had a premonition about Shanana. If you were drunk, you've been at Barbados.
You've been at Barbados?
I don't know what that... Apparently, he got shit-faced in Barbados.
Could you see Ben Franklin in Barbados?
Absolutely. I think he would get burned, though.
I wonder what those guys wore when they were on the beach hanging out there.
They probably rolled up their knickers and pulled down their socks.
What did you say? You're not being racist, are you?
I'm being racist. They probably put their knickers out in the cotton field and pulled down their socks.
Who's the racist now?
Joe Curry.
No.
Who's the racist? Who's my little racist? Look, Joe's watching CNN. There's a black chick in the middle. He's like, she needs to be stopped and frisked.
No, I'm watching the one that looks like a young Demi Moore.
A young Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Is Ashton Kutcher doing it from behind?
Cool.
You like Demi Moore?
Oh, yeah. Well, back in the day, yeah.
You wouldn't say no to her now.
Not at all, no.
She looks really good.
Yeah.
Like, she's been able to keep
because
her
shape. Because she was working out because she knew that Ashton was going to give her the heave-ho.
And he did.
Yeah, well,
I wouldn't want to. I'd rather bang, you know, if I'm bisexual.
Really?
I'm going Demi Moore over Ashton Kutcher.
Really?
Ashton Kutcher seems skeevy.
I would stay heterosexual and just bang,
Ashton Kutcher. Come here, Ashton, you're kind of queer.
Exactly.
You're kind of feminine.
Skinny jeans there around the waist.
Take off that trucker hat. That'll get you frisked. Speaking of frisking, where's my Green Lantern ring? We're going to lose this bitch now.
You have a Green Lantern, my friend?
It all comes around. I don't know, man. So, what do you got planned for this week?
I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club.
I didn't ask for a plug. I mean, are you doing anything good?
That is good.
No, I mean, you doing anything fun?
No. Well, that is fun, but I'm doing
for who?
For me.
Not for the audience.
I know, not for the audience, but it's fun for me.
So they gave you a full week?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I was actually off this coming weekend, but I got a gig coming up, so that worked out well. Oh, this was weird that happened during my show. I'm doing my show on Friday at Bananas.
Yeah.
And Johan Santana is pitching the no-hitter for the Mets.
Right.
And my show gets stopped for this. Guys text him, like, what are you texting? He's like, oh, Santana's pitching a no-hitter. Oh, one pitch away. I'm stopping my fucking show. I'm like, listen, man, I'm not going to Citi Field to stop the Met game to do my stupid act. Only I could have a comedy show stopped for a Met game.
It's nice when people are told to turn their cell phones off and all this shit, and they actually do it, huh?
But I really couldn't be that upset because I knew how important it was.
It was. And I feel like such an asshole because I was sitting at home, and I'm lying in bed, and my wife comes in, and I'm watching. They have this new show, I don't know, on ESPN. I forget what channel it's on, where it's old-time baseball, but they colorized it. And he was showing really good stories about, like, Jackie Robinson and Joe DiMaggio and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching it. My wife comes in. She goes, why aren't you watching a live game? I'm like, I'd rather watch this. Not knowing on the other channel Santana's throwing a freaking no-hitter.
A no-no.
Yeah, a no-no.
No way he finishes the season. 134 pitches. He's going back on the DL.
You know what? Let him throw a no-hitter. You know what?
You know what? Screw his career. Hey, screw the man's livelihood.
Nobody forced him to stay in there. He wanted to stay in there.
Of course
he did. What would you do as a coach? I'd let him stay. What would you
do? You have to let him stay.
You have to let him stay.
There's nothing you can do.
You know he's throwing a no. You know he's on the way.
I wonder if he's upset that my show was ruined because of it.
He doesn't give a shit. Nah, he's a millionaire.
Actually, I really made it work for me.
Really?
You know, I mean, yeah. Because really? I was fucking around with the guy. No, I did. I was fucking around with the guy and everything. So I was screwing around with the absurdity of this whole situation and everything. You know me. I can take a train wreck like a podcast and make it okay. Yeah. I've been much happier with the second half of this show now that I don't have to worry if we're live and we know the computer isn't working. This was a shit show up front.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah. Yeah, it was. Thanks. That is a shit show to close. I don't know what that was.
Nothing but consistent.
Oh my God, that was really bad. Because even on then, at one point, even on the streams that we were on, they crapped out.
Well, it's frustrating when people are telling you they can't hear the music, and we're hearing the music, and it's going through a mixer into a computer. We'll
figure it out after the show, like we always do. I think we've done enough of this nonsense. Unless you have something else you'd like to add.
No, that'll do it. That'll do it. If you're in the Jersey area, down South Jersey, on the Jersey Shore by Point Pleasant, come on out. I will be there tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Uncle Vinny's, Arnold Avenue in Point Pleasant. Check out the website, UncleVinny's.com, and come on down, hang out, we'll have a drink.
If you're going to be in New York City on Wednesday night, check me out at Gotham Comedy Club. I'll be doing a benefit for Stewie's Rescue at Gotham Comedy Club. Also, guys, check out our old shows on davincomedy.com. They're all up there. They're also on iTunes and Stitcher. And also follow us on Twitter. My handle is davincomedy.
And mine is plankfoot at twitter.com.
And Pips is Pip Helix, I believe.
I believe so.
Follow us on Twitter. Always check out the Davin's Den Facebook page. If you're listening on WKAD Radio, coming up next, right after us, is the Cerebral Circus. So that's a good show with Don and Jay. They always have a lot of fun. I check out their show from time to time. You know, thank you guys for listening. If you love us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way.
What a fitting way. We're going to let the song play, skipping it all, just as a reflection on how this show has gone with every technical thing.
I'll tell you what. Oh, good God, that is awful.
Keep going, CD. Keep skipping.
That CD player stinks. Well, thank you, guys.
It works, not like yours. Yours doesn't work at all.
No, it does. I checked it beforehand.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Check out PaulBond.tv. Check him out. See you guys.